listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is an example of the premium that President-elect Trump places on encouraging and preserving free speech.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Brendan Carr to head the Federal Communications Commission. Carr is the senior Republican of the agency and has been confirmed by the Senate three times. He was nominated by both Trump and Joe Biden to the commission. The FCC is an independent agency overseen by Congress. I'm Donna Water.
President Biden has given Ukrainian President Zelensky something that he's been lobbying for. Ukraine will be able to use U.S.-made long-range missiles on targets far inside of Russia. It's amplifying fears that we could be on the verge of another world war. Meanwhile, Russia has fired a ballistic missile into a northern Ukrainian city, killing and injuring dozens of people.
An official says the strike damaged 15 buildings, including two educational facilities. A search and rescue operation continues on the eve of the war's 1,000-day milestone. Firefighters attempt to put out burning cars while other emergency responders evacuate residents. The two children killed in the strike on Sumy late Sunday were a 9-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl, the regional prosecutor's office says, adding six injured children remain in a critical condition. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
A lawyer for Pete Hegseth says a defense secretary nominee paid a woman who had accused him of sexual assault the alleged assault taking place in 2017. The attorney says that whatever happened was consensual and no charges were filed. Two people injured, a powerful house explosion and fire in the Charlotte suburb of Weddington, North Carolina. The Union County Sheriff's Office says yesterday's blast was felt countywide. The cause is under investigation. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 59 points and NASDAQ futures up 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
To anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Stouffer Legal. A 62-year-old man is hospitalized after a Sunday night shooting in Baltimore City. Officers say they found the victim in the 400 block of West Saratoga Street just before 9 last night. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police have not released any information on a suspect or what led to that shooting. A 14-year-old is being charged as an adult in connection with last Monday's shooting of a Dunbar High student. Baltimore police say the suspect turned himself into authorities Saturday. Police believe robbery was the motive in the shooting of a 15-year-old on Monday in front of National Academy Foundation High on Caroline Street. The victim was shot multiple times, but he is expected to survive. And this commuter alert for light rail riders heading toward BWI or Glen Burnie. Expect delays due to a disabled train at Glen Burnie Cromwell. Coming up, we have Stein on Sports.
Are you Stouffer Legal safe? Have you viewed Stouffer Legal's online webinar where they teach you how to keep your stuff and the control of your stuff in your family and not under the control of doctors, courts, and lawyers? Have you scheduled your free estate planning consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney who will learn about you and your family situation and discover whether your estate plan is all set to accomplish your objectives? Stouffer Legal removes the mystery from estate planning by teaching you how to protect your stuff while you're here and your loved ones after you've gone. And they offer free consultations with an experienced attorney who will lay out your planning options so that you can choose which estate plan is right for you and your loved ones. Go to planbaltimore.com to view their estate planning webinar, then request your free estate planning consultation. Take the next step towards peace of mind and family protection. Visit planbaltimore.com today. That's planbaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Now. sports. A comedy of errors for the Ravens yesterday in Pittsburgh, and they still had a chance to tie with 1:11 left to play.
Jackson slings it. End zone. Touchdown, Baltimore. Zay Flowers.
High and Eagle with the call on CBS. Jackson to Flowers made it 18-16, and now for the tie.
Jackson keeping it. Jackson fake. Jackson tosses. Incomplete.
And that, as they say, was that. The typical Pittsburgh-Baltimore taffy pull ends in defeat, 18-16, as the Ravens commit 12 penalties, 3 turnovers, and 2 missed field goals. Post-game reaction from John Harbaugh.
We got to cut down on the penalties. That's very important. We've done it before on offense. We haven't had a lot of those in some of our big offensive games. But today, that was a big problem.
The loss drops the Ravens to 7-4 on the season, 1.5 games behind the Steelers in the North. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bills and the Chiefs' unbeaten dreams, 30-21, and the Chargers defeat the Bengals 34-27. On the ice, Ovi with a hat trick and Logan Thompson with 40 saves as the Caps down the Knights 5-2 in Vegas. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, here's the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the way midweek, cooler weather after that. Today, though, sunny and mild, 68. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 61. Wednesday, showers scattered, 64 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 50 degrees in Westminster and 51 in Bel Air. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Classic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. That's right, you got a fresh start to the week. You can be productive this week. You can set all these goals. And if you just accomplish half of them, you're already doing very well. Okay, because you got a lot of people out there accomplishing absolutely nothing. And they'll complain about it. So get up, be productive, make this a great day, make it a great week. You know, I'm very saddened to bring you the news that I heard over the weekend because it is very clear that the elderly, our senior citizens, are very vulnerable, are being targeted by juveniles. And this is in regards to carjackings. And it's sad to say because when you look at the numbers, and this is something, of course, I look at as the election cycle comes to a close and you've got all the exit polls, you've got a lot of people crunching numbers, and you look at where senior citizens usually vote here in the state of Maryland, and especially in the Baltimore region. And you've got a very high number of senior citizens voting for Democrats. Well, I'm here to tell you, to all of my senior citizen friends that are listening to the show, and even if you're not a friend of mine, maybe you're listening because you hate me. You know, either way, I love you. But I'm here to tell you that you're really, at this point, you're voting against your best interest. And I know that it's probably hard for some people to hear that. I think I've talked before about a woman that had called the show a while ago and said that when she left the Democrat Party, she had been a Democrat her whole life, but she left the party in her 60s. And she felt like she was going through a divorce as she was, you know, then registering to be a Republican. And she felt just awful that the party she believed in for so long just kind of left her behind. But she knew that she had to do it. And so when you're looking at the overwhelming number of seniors that are voting for Democrats, I have to say a lot of those individuals probably feel as though that it is the Democrat Party that they once knew, possibly 30 years ago. But that's not the case. That's not the case. When you hear people saying that the left left us, that is true. That is correct. That is factual. Go back to any video, and you can search this on YouTube, wherever you want to. Look at any speech given by, say, it's JFK, or, you know, just anybody that, like, I call them like the blue collar, the blue dog Democrats. Any of those individuals, if you look at some of the speeches they gave back in the 60s, right, or even the 50s or such, you would think that they were a Republican today. That's what you would think. Because the Democrat Party today is not the Democrat Party of yesterday. It just is not. And so now we've got this heartbreaking news that the elderly here in the Baltimore region, they are absolutely being targeted by juveniles that are carjacking individuals across the region. And I remember around this time last year, we were talking about the fact that women were being targeted by carjackers at gas stations. Remember that? That was just last November. And we found that out because, of course, you had like Commissioner Richard Worley come forward. And it's Richard Worley that's basically, you know, letting us in on this little piece of data that these are the individuals that carjackers are looking at. Now, on top of this, and this is what you heard Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott talking about on the morning drive. You know, now that you've got the DJS, Department of Juvenile Services, public defenders, you've got all these people that are supposedly experts, right? They've got all this education. They went to the best schools, right? Top Ivy League schools, they're telling us that there is now this group of individuals called emerging adults. And basically between the ages of 18 and 21, they have no idea what they're doing. They're just becoming adults. They need time for this. They need time to launch into adulthood. You know, and a lot of this is a clear indication that parents today, come on, we're failing our kids. We are failing our kids. But they need time to emerge. And so they don't know that what they're doing is wrong, and we have to give them some leeway here because they have no idea robbing a gentleman that is, you know, a senior. He could have a cane or a walker, and he's just going about his day, not really paying attention because, of course, they're paying attention to everything else they got to do to get into the car. And so those emerging adults apparently have no idea that carjacking a senior citizen that is having a hard time getting around is the wrong thing to do. These emerging adults, they don't get it. Now, of course, I'm glued to social media usually over the weekend because I want to stay up to date with what's going on. And I noticed there were a ton of carjackings over the weekend. And I felt as though every other headline was about a juvenile carjacker. And really quickly, this story here really took me out. I thought, wow, this is, you know, every day it gets crazier. Here you had a 15-year-old boy that was arrested for stealing a vehicle, crashing into a patrol car, and striking a pedestrian. This happened on November 16th at 7:30 p.m., not that late. And now the vehicle that was stolen, that was used, was a vehicle that was stolen on November 15th, the day before. So that's how the cops, they saw the stolen vehicle and they were like, oh, wait a minute. We know which car that is. So as the vehicle tried to flee from authorities, it struck a patrol car. And, you know, they're not allowed to really give chase here in the Baltimore region. So the police said that the department's helicopter crew was able to follow the suspect vehicle down West Saratoga Street, where it then struck a male pedestrian. Now, the occupants of that vehicle then exited the car, fled on foot. The police said they were able to arrest a 15-year-old boy once they got to West Mulberry Street. The pedestrian who was struck by the stolen vehicle was taken by ambulance to a local hospital. They said he remains in critical condition. I would think we're going to get an update on that sometime later today because I don't know if that's still the case. Just from all the things I've been reading from commentators online and those that know this pedestrian, I am just floored that this isn't like the number one national story. This should be the number one national story. This morning. Of course, you've got Trump and his appointments. You've got all those things going on. But the fact that elderly people in Baltimore City are being targeted by juveniles, and then you've got a gentleman just walking down the street, minding his business, own business as well, same as those that have been carjacked. And he's just walking down the street, and here he gets hit by this car. Now, of course, remember, the pedestrian, he's not hearing like any kind of sirens or anything from a patrol car. So he's not looking around thinking, oh, let me get out of the way or anything like that. Because remember, they're following this car via helicopter. So this pedestrian really had no warning whatsoever to be able to turn around and defend themselves in any kind of way. So this pedestrian is then hit. They arrest this 15-year-old, and we know in the state of Maryland, teenagers aren't really held accountable. Now, I've got some audio here from a Thursday carjacking. Like I said, this was going on all weekend long. And if you recall, we were even talking about last Monday on Veterans Day, we were talking about a teen that had carjacked a woman. And really, she had injuries to her because apparently those kids just threw her out of her vehicle. Take a listen to this audio.
It's like something's going on here, and it's not just a few kids. It's just, I don't like what's happening with this because people are getting hurt, and now it's safe.
A 79-year-old man is recovering tonight after being assaulted during a daytime carjacking yesterday.
Fox 45's Vincent Hill spoke with the victim and has more on what appears to be a string of carjackings targeting elderly Baltimore residents. Vincent?
Yeah, well, Kaimir, I just spoke with that victim here in the last few minutes. He's actually on his way to the hospital. If you notice, it's not quite dark outside, and this is around the time that carjacking happened yesterday in the Cross Country neighborhood in Northwest Baltimore. And now, of course, we're learning more carjackings have happened in this area.
It's a troubling trend happening in Northwest Baltimore.
Okay, it's Sector 3. We have a ongoing carjacking.
Ongoing carjackings involving senior victims.
The pushed her client down and so that his vehicle needed a walker.
The latest happening Thursday afternoon, just before 5 o'clock.
Frankly, I was just minding my own business. That's what I do.
The 79-year-old victim, whose face and name are not using, describes the horrifying moments.
One of these bastards came over and said, give me the keys to your car. And I looked at him. I said, give me the keys to your car, otherwise I'm going to knock you down.
That's when he says he was attacked.
He banged on me. You know, I'm having to go to the emergency room now.
DPD later found the vehicle before it crashed into a pole. 8 juveniles between 14 and 16 were caught. 2 15-year-olds were taken to juvenile. The other 6 taken to the hospital and released to their parents or guardian.
I'm kind of shaken up a little bit.
Judah Schamberg is one of the victim's caregivers.
I was just shocked. He's a good man. He's elderly, minding his own business.
On Monday, police say an 83-year-old lady was minding her business when a 16-year-old carjacked her less than a mile away.
Even just think that somebody at a young age would mess with an 83-year-old woman. It's ridiculous.
Back in September, a lady in her 60s assaulted and carjacked in the same neighborhood as the 79-year-old victim from Thursday.
I saw a lady laying in the middle of the parking lot, and she had blood all on her. She was laid out. Her shoe was off. Her glasses were off. And I thought she was dead.
Why'd you think she was dead?
Because she wasn't moving.
For the 79-year-old, the physical pain.
I'm having real trouble raising my arm, and I'm hurting all the way down. I'm going to go get some pictures taken later. You know, guys are tough.
Is overshadowed by the financial pain.
That means I don't have a car now. I just paid it off. After 7 years, I don't have a car now.
And again, two 15-year-olds were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. It's unclear right now if they're still in custody. 6 teens were released from the hospital and sent back home to their parents or guardians. Vincent Hill, Fox 45 News.
Absolutely disgraceful. Disgraceful. Meanwhile, Mayor Brandon Scott, right, he's still touting great numbers. Senator Jill Carter actually tagged her on my post this morning on social media. I want her to answer. Please respond. I dare you. But nobody's saying anything. They're not ashamed at all. This is pathetic. You've got teenagers creating all this chaos, hurting, injuring senior citizens. And they are nowhere to be found on this. The most vulnerable population. But this is why I'm speaking directly to the senior citizens. You know, when you're looking at the numbers, and this is where you voted just a few weeks ago, you were voting heavily Democrat. I got to ask you why. I got to ask you why. Do you not care about your safety? Do you not care about the safety of any of your peers, any of your friends that you're seeing, you know, at bingo night? I don't know where you go, but are you not caring at all? And if you aren't, why not? Because this could be you. This could happen to you. To those that are your family members, because of course I look at some of the comments on these stories, and you have some people saying, oh, that was my grandmother, she's doing fine, thank you for your prayers, da da da. To the granddaughter, are you still voting Democrat also? Can I ask you that? Because why are you voting for more of this? And I'm not saying it to be a jerk or asking it to be a jerk. I really want to know. Now, I said on the morning drive, and I'll say it again, I would love for an investigation to be into the Maryland Office of the Public Defender, because they are the ones that are really getting very defensive about this. They're the ones talking about kids or emerging adults at 18 to 21. They're the ones to say that these people have no idea what they're doing, yet they know to target the elderly. And I would love to see an investigation. I really would. There's probably a lot of money being made off of this. And if you recall, last year we were talking about the fact that many Democrats, public defenders, were very upset because Governor Larry Hogan, when he was in office, he cut the budget. He cut funding, the DJS. Remember that? And I think this is a way that they're figuring out how to make more money. All right, this is something we're going to be doing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've got my friend Tim Herb on the line from RBC Wealth Management, and he's going to be introducing the Market Morning Flash, and we are going to find out exactly what the market is doing and how it's going to affect us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. So just to go over the morning market flash here this morning, and thank you again for the opportunity to do this short, brief information snippet, if you will, during the week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm looking forward to it. But S&P equity futures are trading below the level reported in our last update. They're now little change from Friday's close amidst some of the mostly lower session we had in Europe and mixed close in Asia overnight. Bond yields were mostly lower. We are seeing this mix in the markets being awaited from key corporate results. We're seeing a keen focus on NVIDIA after significant declines on Wall Street last week. Results from the AI chip heavyweight NVIDIA, which reports actually their third quarter earnings this Wednesday, will be crucial. Investors are going to assess whether this artificial intelligence or AI optimism responsible for much of the market's tech-driven rally can continue. We're going to see earnings from major retailers, including Walmart, Lowe's, and Target this week, which will also probably be scrutinized to gauge the strength of the U.S. consumer as the key holiday shopping season is set to begin next week. Separately, with this morning's news, Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee is expected to speak on the day, the first of several central bank officials slated this week. Meanwhile, across the seas, Europe's Stock 600 index was weighed down by losses in real estate and technology. We saw gold prices were higher, oil prices ticking up after fighting between Russia and Ukraine intensified over the weekend, although concerns about fuel demand in China and forecasts of a global oil surplus weighed on the markets. And just to be specific, futures tied to the NASDAQ 100 thus far gaining 0.2% this morning, led by a 6% jump in Tesla. The Dow Jones dipping about 80 points or 0.2% this morning. S&P futures slipping 2.1%, and the technology-heavy NASDAQ composite dipping about 3.2%. So there we have it for this morning's morning market flash, Kim, and I look forward to joining you back here on Wednesday morning.
All right. Talk to you then. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Join us for the Boomi Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomishriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale.
In a world of tapes and replays, Red Eye Radio is live.
I can't tell you what this president is going to do next. It's just mind-boggling.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night.
If there were 100 bad options, that was 99 on the list.
Exactly.
Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so you got a little snippet there of what's going on in the market. I didn't like this, the sound of oil prices going up. I cannot wait for President Trump to take over. You have no idea. He will put an end to what's going on in Ukraine. I guarantee it. Before the break, we were talking about the carjacking over the weekend and how the juveniles have completely taken over. And I do. I want an investigation into the public defender's office. I want to know exactly who's making all this money and how much money are they making on it and how much money have they made. Honestly, you know, as far as what's come in before Governor Larry Hogan slashed that budget there at DJS a couple years ago, and what they've made personally since. Because we talked about this. They wanted to modernize the juvenile justice system because the modernization piece was actually adding more funding as Governor Larry Hogan cut it. Now, I still believe that he did the right thing. I still believe that. And remember, you had people at DJS that didn't even want to come back to work. Remember that? They were all giving some pushback on remote working. And it's like, okay, well, when the cops bring these kids in that should be detained, the cops told, well, they didn't tell us directly, but apparently it's been talking about with the FOP. There's nobody there at DJS to take them in as they're being detained after hours. Remember that? So then the cops were, a lot of them, taking the kids home. They ain't nowhere else to take them. Where in my view, if there's nobody at DJS, take them to the jail. That should be a no-brainer. Oh, you don't want to be over there? Okay, well, guess what, little boy? Now you're going to the big boy jail. Bet you don't want to be over there, but you're going to be there today. I mean, I wonder who's making all these calls. And now that you have Mayor Brandon Scott, he's got his way, right? So now Baltimore City, they're going to be in charge of the police department. Now, we talked about this briefly on Friday because I'm one to believe that a lot of why he wants this complete control, because he already had a lot of control, but he wanted this control because he wants to control the police budget. Remember, he wants to give more money to Safe Streets. Now, Safe Streets doesn't even have arresting power, so why we would give them more money, I don't know. These kids need to be arrested. They need to be detained, Mayor Scott. I also would love for more people to take a look. This is why I'm waiting to see exactly what Trump's cabinet looks like. The consent decree is still a problem. It's still a problem. And now that you've got control from Baltimore City over the police department, that's even more of a problem. And it's killing me. And so I actually wrote this comment over the weekend, and it was on a page where I usually get beat up a lot. A lot of people are like, oh, shut up, Kimberly. Ah, you don't even live here, Cam. You know, it's like that whole thing. But I wrote this comment because, of course, I got to say my piece here. And I said, look, you know he's going to cut this budget. He wants to institutionalize, quote unquote, he said, about Safe Streets, which means they need to make more money because the ARPA funds are running low. And he can't continue to pay their salaries since he doesn't have more ARPA funds. And so I said, is this really what you want? To all of those that, yes, live right in the middle of all of this madness, whether in West Baltimore, right, whether you're in Harlem Park, Sandtown, Winchester, I don't care if you're in Cherry Hill, is this really what you want? Over there in Shipley, is this what you wanted? You wanted less police? Because that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. Giving Baltimore City control this way, knowing that Baltimore City can't even manage a lemonade stand, you are now giving them complete control over the police department. And guess what? You know what else you're going to see? You're going to see a lot of police officers leave the department. You're already hemorrhaging police officers every week. Don't know if you know this, but you're losing officers by the week. Now you're giving complete control to people like Mayor Brandon Scott and soon-to-be City Council President Zeke Cohen, two very progressive individuals. You are going to lose police officers. You are probably, all of those that, you know, do come forward with information, if they're looking at the situation now, why would you come forward with information knowing that at the top of this, you've got the mayor and those that are also on city council? That's going to be hard for witnesses to come forward because we've talked about this before. We've talked about this before. Many people are afraid to come forward because of the people that find out who those individuals are. And then they end up in a very serious, scary situation. So now that you've got the city more involved and some of these people that are trying to be anonymous, you think they're going to remain anonymous? You don't think some of these names are going to get back to the mayor and Safe Streets workers? Come on, man. This is a problem. This is scary. Now, on top of this, they're redoing the harbor with all of these high-rises that are going to be absolutely beautiful, right? Millions of dollars. David Bramble, you don't think you're going to have crime over there, David? Really? Come on. This is a problem. It is only going to get worse. And meanwhile, they're all talking about all these other things, right? They're like, look over here. Look at this distraction. Look at President Trump. I see Mayor Scott tweeting about President Trump. And I'm like, wait, what is going on over here? President Trump, he literally has nothing to do with the fact that you've got juveniles carjacking senior citizens at alarming rates. He's got nothing to do with that. Nothing at all. I just want to tell you, at this week's public safety meeting, you had Commissioner Richard Worley reveal that carjackings by juveniles were up by 233% from last year. This is quoted here in the, let's see, this is Fox 45. 233%. If you go to the, there's a headline, senior citizens targeted in a surge of Baltimore carjackings, three hospitalized. In that story by Vincent Hill, you'll get some of the numbers here that Richard Worley revealed. It's a madness. It's... I feel bad for those that didn't vote for this, number one, and I also feel bad for those that really aren't paying attention. But I hope that now that you see what's going on here, I hope that you're paying more attention. Going forward, what we can do about it, we're going to have to lean on the legislators in Annapolis. We come back, I want to get your thoughts on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. In my view, this is going to be even scarier in the next few months, but I want to hear from you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Critics sounding an alarm over President Biden giving Ukraine a green light to unleash long-range U.S.-made missiles on targets deep inside Russia. And taking to X, Donald Trump Jr. writes, the military-industrial complex seems to want to make sure they get World War III going before my father has a chance to create peace and save lives. President Biden has arrived in Rio de Janeiro. He's there for the G20 summit, his final international summit. Pink slips have gone out to more than 400 Boeing workers. Just the beginning. The aerospace giant initiating a round of drastic job cuts. Boeing plans to let as many as 17,000 people go in the coming months. And budget carrier Spirit Airlines has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting the day mixed. This is SRN News.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Liberatore's in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Liberatore's in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pasta, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, tell all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. I see a lot of ads for my competition claiming they're the best. Anyone can claim they're the best. We want to show you at Crestlock.com. We have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom so you can see working systems. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com's showroom at 10015 Plaski Highway so you can decide why Crestlock.com is the best company to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Give us a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. If you wanted to know who the best kicker on the field was yesterday, here's a hint. He was wearing black and gold.
Made a 59-yarder in warm-ups. Boswell drives it, and he connects! Chris Boswell!
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS, one of six Chris Boswell field goals, accounting for all the Steelers' points as Pittsburgh beats Baltimore 18-16 to take control of the AFC North. Justin Tucker missed two field goals that could have changed the trajectory of this game. And the Ravens committed 12 penalties and three turnovers as well. Post-game reaction, John Harbaugh on his kicker.
Tuck needs to make kicks. He knows that. That's important. He makes them in practice. He made the long one later, which is good to see, which means he's still very capable. You know, kick him straight, we'll be good.
And then Tucker on Tucker.
It's certainly frustrating, you know, especially when we know that these games come down to the wire. This one did today. And I let a couple get away.
Tucker on the season now, just 16 for 22. That's 73%, by far the worst of his career. Boswell, over the last 2 years, 58 of 61. That's 95%, best in the league. And finally, 3 years ago, the Orioles needed pitching, so they moved the left field wall back. And now they need right-hand hitting, so the team announcing they intend to find a happy medium and move the wall in. And that is Stein on Sport.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Backdoor cold front, that's going to help cool things off a little bit. A mild day today. A mix of sun and clouds. No rain, 68 the high today. Tomorrow, still dry, sunny, and 61. Wednesday, that's when the cold front brings us some showers. 64 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shop early, save big all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/7 to 11/20. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea, but Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're wrapping up our conversation about carjacking in Baltimore City. According to Richard Worley, it is up by 233% when it comes to juveniles that are carjacking individuals, and they are specifically targeting senior citizens, specifically. Okay? I just want you to remember that. And we talked about this last week, and I even talked about the fact, look, I'm not a senior citizen yet, okay? I feel like I'm on my way there. I've been going back to the gym here recently, and I don't know if I need a massage or a chiropractor, okay? That's what age I'm at right now. I don't even know. But I do know when you get hurt, right, especially after a certain age, the healing process is so slow, and sometimes it never happens. And that's another scary thought. And as you heard, if you were listening right there at the beginning of the show, we played some audio from Fox 45. The 79-year-old gentleman that was carjacked, he said he just finished paying his car off, and now he does not have a vehicle. He does not have a vehicle. And he also said that he was hurt pretty bad. So how is he getting back and forth to whether it's his doctor's office appointments? How is he doing this? Is he now getting on public transportation? I mean, like, just think about how inconvenient this is. I hope and pray that he has family or friends that are able to help him. But not everybody has that support system. This is a problem. The fact that you're not hearing anything from elected officials, none of them, in which local, I even scrolled through X yesterday because I wanted to see if anybody said anything. Senator Bill Ferguson's X page, you know what he was posting about? The new addition over there at the M&T Bank Stadium. He was at the Ravens game, enjoying his time. Yeah, that's what he was posting about. And Mayor Brandon Scott, you know what he was posting about? He says, oh, yes, where crime is down, it's looking good, safe streets. That's what he's posting about. Governor Wes Moore, what is Governor Wes Moore posting about? Anything, everything, except for the crime in the Baltimore region, okay? Oh, and also, he's not talking about the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project also. He's not talking about that either, right? He's not talking about anything that the constituents are actually worried about. But he is talking about how great and safe Maryland is for trans people. Imagine that. Marty in the text line says, anyone who dies from a stolen vehicle needs to be charged with first-degree felony murder. Marty, I agree with you. If you haven't already, please, it's Monday. Look, it's a new day, new week. Make sure you go down and to the App Store and download the WCBM app. You can download it, and it is free. And you can actually text me through the text line there on that app. It'll come right here live in the studio. So if you don't have time to call in, you can always text through the app, which is really great. And then, of course, it's an app, right? So wherever you take your phone, you've got the show. I agree with you, Marty. I think that there need to be felony charges. Grand Theft Auto is, in my view, a felony. I don't care if you're 12, 13, 14 years old. When you are getting behind the wheel of someone else's car, and to get there, you rob someone at gunpoint and threw them to the ground, even with a cane in their hands. You know what? Sorry, I don't have much sympathy for you. I think you should spend all of that time. You're crashing out at the age of 13. I don't know what's going on in your life. I feel bad for you. You obviously had a horrible childhood. You most likely have terrible parents. And, you know, you can't choose your parents. And I'm sorry, but there are many kids out there that have horrible parents that choose to still do the right thing. They choose to still go to school and show up. So it is possible. And all the nonprofits we have in the Baltimore region, we're told there's all these mentors, right? Remember all these men stepped up to be father figures for some of these young juveniles? Where are those mentors now? Are you making sure? Since you're getting so much money, right? You got ARPA funds, you got federal funding, you got so much money to make sure that these juveniles aren't out of control. But the more money you give these nonprofits, the more the juveniles are out of control. How does that happen? How is this working out to be as it is? I've got Chris in Dover. Chris, you wanted to weigh in?
They need to come back with a three-strike rule against these juveniles. And digging into that for one moment, the third felony on a juvenile, the parent or whoever's claiming that child has several options at that point. Option number one, they do the time, they do the fine. Option number two is that juvenile is put in a state-run situation until they become 18 years old. And they've clearly shown these parents or whoever's supposed to be watching these kids, they are not doing the right thing. There's no punishment for them doing the right thing. And the reality is they're getting rewarded if they're getting any kind of subsidies, housing allowances, food allowances, all this other stuff. The nonprofits you brought up, they should be worried in the future because that funding is going to be cut. And until you have politicians that are going to say, we want to see results of the money we're putting towards your nonprofit, we want to see stats that we can confirm that this money is being spent wisely and there's a positive outcome from it. Until they get to that point, it's never going to change, and there's no accountability. And until you change that, and if that means taking the resources from them, their housing, their funding for food, medical, and everything else, or that merely saying, you know what, we're going to raise the child, but with that, we're subtracting if you're getting your home that you're living in because you have this child and you're not doing the right thing, now you have to live in your car. And then the civil part of that is if they own anything, you come after them for that. They're not getting tax returns. They're not getting to keep their stuff. You make it financially hurtful for them not disciplining their kids.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chris. I don't know if we'll ever see it in such a Democrat-run state, but I think that is what needs to happen. Thank you so much for weighing in. And I agree with that. Here's the thing. I've said before, I don't think those with problem children should get any government subsidies. I say cut it off, shut it down. Cut it off, shut it down. Now, you have some people that will say, well, you know, parents are trying, and they're trying to control their kids, and some kids are out of control. And that's true. But that's where the system does need to step up. And that's another problem that we have. We don't have a system that can step up. I think we've had a father, and I can't recall your name at the moment, sir. I'm sorry if you're listening. You have called multiple times and said that your teenage son was a problem. And you literally had to send him out of state to get him help. But that worked. That's another piece of this. Okay, because even though, and I agree with Chris on many of what he said, but I don't think we should be sending these juveniles, you know, anywhere here for rehabilitation in the state. Because from what I could tell, a lot of these kids are getting emboldened by when they go to the juvenile detention center or where they're getting this rehabilitation in state. I say you take them. You've got little Timmy, this is your third time that you've carjacked somebody. If we're doing three strikes rules, you know me, I'm not even for three strikes. I'm like one strike, you're out. But I know I'm extreme. I'm an extremist, MAGA extremist. I would say let's send them to Wisconsin. Send them to Wisconsin. Send them to Minnesota for a year. Send him somewhere where he knows absolutely no one. He has no way to get on social media. And that's where he is for a year, and he has to get his act together. Because when you continue to send them to the juvenile system here in the state of Maryland, they're meeting up with their other bad little friends, and then they're getting out, and you'll see them. They'll post on social media, oh, yeah, I spent time with him. That's my boy. You know, free him. You know, all this other stuff. No, I'm done. I'm done. Send them to another state where they're nowhere to be found until they're really rehabilitated. And I agree with Chris. Take the government subsidies, any programs that the parents on, take it away. Take it away. Because a lot of times, a lot of parents, whether people want to admit it or not, this is something Democrats don't like to admit, but there are a lot of mothers out there that have decided it's an incentive to have a kid, and they will get more government assistance if they have that child. They don't want the child in the first place, so they could care less how they're raised. They could care less if they're on the streets. We heard from the mother, don't ever forget, the mother of the murderer of Timothy Reynolds, who was killed on Light and Conway by a squeegee worker, quote unquote. I don't think he's a squeegee worker, he's a murderer in my mind. But he had been squeegeeing windows since he was 7 years old, and his mother was proud of him for it. 7 years old, your kid's playing in traffic. It can't happen anymore. It can't. I got Tom at Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I was going to say, way back in 1967, the city fathers of St. Louis created the first public housing high-rise building. It was the Pruitt-Igoe buildings. And that became the crime headquarters for all the top criminals in St. Louis, where they could send out their network of stringers to commit all kinds of crimes. And the reason they could do that was that the Pruitt-Igoe apartments were so dangerous, the police were afraid to go in. And so for 57 years, for every variety of tomato that Heinz puts in its ketchup, the Democratic voters have been voting for these housing projects, knowing that they will be crime beehives. You know, it's like Charlie Brown, Lucy in the football. The Democratic voters are like Charlie Brown, and the Democratic politicians are like Lucy. And they say, I'm going to hold the ball on that tee, Charlie Brown. You're going to kick it right to the uprights. Yeah, if you just let us build another public housing complex, that will solve poverty forever. And for 57 years, the Democratic voters have been falling for it every single election.
Yeah. Tom, you are 100% correct, and we're going to be talking soon about more of this housing that's coming to Towson. But, Tom, you're right in that. Let me ask you this, Tom. Do you believe, similar to what our last caller, Chris, believes, when your kid is out of control the way that some of these children are, do you think taking away some of these government programs and this housing, do you think that would help in this situation?
It certainly wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Tom, so much. Have a great day. I appreciate you. Happy Monday to you. You know, somebody's got to lay down the iron fist. Now, I will say, when we were watching our new state's attorney, I guess you could say new, he's been there for a little bit now, but Ivan Bates has really been trying. And I don't know if you've noticed some of the interviews he's done recently, but he's getting so much pushback. He's had to jump over so many obstacles to try to hold these kids accountable. And he's a Democrat, right? So the Democrats don't even want to deal with him as a Democrat because he's a little more conservative and he wants to get his job done because that's what he campaigned on. He campaigned on locking these kids up. And they're giving him pushback. So what's going to happen to Ivan Bates' political future? I don't know. From what I can tell, there are a lot of people that really do love the job that he's doing. But at the same time, he can do a better job if people would get out of his way. I wish they would. I got Tom in Catonsville. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, your callers, they come up with some great ideas how to fix these problems, but like your last caller was getting at, nothing's going to change if you keep voting for the same people, specifically Democrats. You know, I feel sorry for the older lady and the older man that got carjacked, but before I spend too much more time, you know, with my sympathy, I want to find out two questions. Did you vote, and who did you vote for?
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to vote for anybody new, then you're going to have the same old, same old. In the morning show, I was talking about the electrical line problem thing.
Yeah.
You know, Westmore is involved in that. For perspective, people need to understand, if you're going to be taking away power plants and limiting the number of places you can generate electricity, you're going to have to run more wires all over the place.
Right.
So you've got to look at the big picture. It sounds good. You know, I'd love to have, you know, free energy and everything runs on, you know, moss power. That's great, but it doesn't work that way. We could have cheaper energy if we just had clean coal and things like that until we can go up to these renewables that everybody's more happy with. And to put it in perspective, I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it. But, you know, these lines that are existing, they can do something called reconducting, where they run new lines with it's like a composite instead in the power lines. And it conducts twice as much electricity. But they don't want to do that. And they can even do it. It's called live reconducting, where they don't even have any power interruptions. But they don't want to do it that way. They want to do it their way. If we had people in power like Donald Trump who's looking out for us instead of looking out for the party or for themselves, we'd have a better life.
Yeah. No, Tom, you're absolutely correct in that. And I wish people would understand it. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a happy Monday. And I will check. You know what? I wonder, it's probably the WCBM email. So I will apologize because I have not. Since being back, I've got to get on the ball there. But it's so hard to convince people of this. And like I said, you guys, you know, I just ran for office. We knocked over 17,000 doors. I was out there every door knocking day. Talking to people right there at their door and saying it in a very polite manner. Here's where we're going. Here's what the Democrat Party has done. Here's what the Republican Party has done. Here's what even County Executive Johnny Olszewski has done in the last 5 years. This is my opponent. Here's what I propose that we do moving forward. You can break it down to them like they're 5 years old, and they will still look at you and say, well, I think the Republicans are racist, and I'm voting Democrat. You can do that. I've heard Mayor Brandon Scott since the election cycle, because he's so mad that Trump won, he said people are voting against their best interest. No. People are voting within their best interest for Trump. It's against your best interest, Mayor Scott, because you want these ARPA funds and all these federally funded checks to come in. You know, you saw Westmore, Mayor Scott, all of these Democrats, they're deflated now because Trump won and it's a Republican majority in the House and the Senate. And they know for a fact, as they sat there and, you know, was pushing back and saying all these things about Republicans and acting like they had it all locked up. Westmore running across the country like he's got it all locked up. He's so Mr. Cool. And now look at them. They're like, you know, a cat with a tail between their legs, because now they have no leverage in this. They've got nothing. And so now they've got to try to figure it out, and most likely will have to go to a Republican and ask for some money. And so that's what you deserve, to be honest with you. That's what you deserve. That is what you get. Absolutely. It is ridiculous what you've done to the state of Maryland. And to those that vote this way in the state of Maryland, I want you to just take a look at other states across the country and see how other states, there's only about 4 or 5 states that continue to vote for this madness. For the rest of the country, we know better. Why don't you know better? You had people in Minnesota come forward that knew better. We'll discuss more when we get back.
You know, as the holidays approach, it is so essential to recognize that personal safety is a year-round priority. Now, crime tends to spike during this time of year, making it even more critical to protect what matters most. Now, this holiday season, gift your loved ones with peace of mind with a Byrna less lethal launcher. The Byrna launcher is a safe, effective defense solution and tool equipped with powerful non-lethal deterrents, including tear gas and kinetic rounds. Now, you can hit a target 50, 60 feet away, and that's capable of stopping any perpetrator, any attacker right there in their tracks. Now, why choose Byrna? Byrna offers you peace of mind that you deserve without the legal or mental burden of a firearm. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background check, no permit, and they can ship it directly to your door. That's why Byrna is trusted by over 500 government agencies, police departments, and private security firms. Just go to their website, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. That's Byrna.com/Hannity. Protect what matters most without compromise.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. I always say, why work with just any agent when you can work with the very best? Vinny, we've been doing this for about 8 years now.
Yeah, Sean, time flies, and the real estate industry has certainly changed. We started our company because our name is our promise. Sellers get only one chance to sell their home right, and making the wrong decision can cost you thousands.
So tell me about the special you're running until the end of the year.
Yeah, Sean, you know that we want to provide our customers with certainty. So from today until the end of the year, we will guarantee to sell your home at 101% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. Most real estate companies will promise to sell your home. We guarantee it.
Vinny will guarantee to sell your home for 101% of your price, or he'll pay you the difference. Call or text his office today at 410-709-7515 for your written guarantee. 410-709-7515 and start packing.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. Now on 11-6 through 12-4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details. While supplies last.
The Rob Carson Show.
What do you learn more from, defeats or victories? Well, of course it's defeats. You need to learn why you lost, what you were tone deaf to, because right now you're not getting it. And as far as I'm concerned, don't get it, because you are going to fail forever. Go with America being sexist and racist. That's why they didn't vote for Kamala. And go for the inflation is high because of greedy groceries. Go with that, and you will never be in power again.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, we're talking about the juvenile crime, talking about all the things that's been going on in Maryland and how...
Oh, you like the way that sounds.
Local state officials are not really paying attention to what's going on. John in the text line, he says, good morning, Kim. It's repugnant what is happening to elderly in Baltimore City. And as far as the pedestrian being struck, that is terrible as well. But I will say this, as a firefighter for 30 plus years, something changed with pedestrians over the years. They walk down the middle of the street when there is perfectly good sidewalks. They cross the street wherever they want, even though there are crosswalks. I've been responding down the road, going very fast with my wife and siren on. And somebody will just start walking across the road really slowly, giving this I dare you hit me look. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be hit by a fire engine going 70 miles an hour down the road. Firefighter John, first of all, thank you so much for your service. I appreciate you. And yes, I've noticed it too. I've noticed it even with kids, like teenagers and even like the middle schoolers. They walk across the street nowadays, like on their way to school or leaving school. Like it's like, you know. I've got the right of way. I don't care if the light's green. I started to think that maybe some kids don't even know when to cross. Look, if their parents aren't teaching them anything, do you think they're teaching them when it's time to cross the street? I don't think they are. I don't think they are. Tony and Baldwin. Tony, you wanted to weigh in?
I do. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First of all. And no, the thing is, I think what needs to be done, I think there needs to be a caravan of buses down to Annapolis when they go back in session. And I know they've done it in the past for different things. And just let all these people, these idiot Baltimore City delegates like Jill Carter and the other ones that have perpetrated this, and let the mayor, Governor Bobblehead, know that, hey, you know, we're tired of it. We're you know, not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, no, that would be great. I just, you know what, you would have so many, I think, Tony, so many Republicans or those that are kind of in the center. I don't think Democrats, because the way that we're so divided in the state, I don't think Democrats would join the caravan. And then they will try to say, oh, well, it's just MAGA extremists. You know how they'll spin it.
Well, you know, but you might get some that are Democrats who've been victimized.
Yeah.
You know, so, I know they've done that in the past, and it's, you know, it's worked. And, of course, you'd have to get the TV stations covered. You know, 45 would.
Right.
I would hope that 11 and 13 and 2 would also. But, you know, it's unbelievable. I worked downtown, back in the 80s, and then again from 98 to 2012. Never had a problem. I don't even go down. I wouldn't even go downtown anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that bad.
It is. It is really bad. Well, Tony, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. All right. I also have Fran here on the text line. She says, good morning, Kim. I'm not sure why they are not allowed to sue these people for damages. Is that possible? And this is pertaining to the hijacking of cars from senior citizens. Fran, I would love for people to do that, but who are they going to sue? The parents? I doubt they have the money. Right? I mean, look, who are they recovering it from? And I wanted to hear whether or not that gentleman was able to get a hold of his insurance company and what would happen. Because remember, because of all this carjacking, you've got insurance now that is way up, right? There are some people talking about it being way too expensive at this point, on top of car registration fees. Remember, Governor Wes Moore and our friends, our Democrats in Annapolis, they hiked those fees up as well. This is what's so crazy about it. All of those that want you to, you know, want less cars on the road, guess what? They're about to get their way. That's what it's coming down to. they played this, you know, properly towards their agenda. All right, coming up next, we are going to wrap up this conversation because I do want to talk about these apartments coming to Towson. Luskin's Hills. This is an article you can find on WCBM.com if you want to take a look at it. We'll discuss that coming up next. More Section 8. Also, Whoopi Goldberg from The View. She might be getting sued for defamation. Do you want to know why? Well, I'll tell you why. Coming up next.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Critics are alarmed over President Biden giving Ukraine the green light to unleash long-range U.S.-made missiles on targets deep inside of Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
According to U.S. officials, the policy change was a response to Russia's deployment of North Korean ground troops. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who had been pleading for the authorization, said the missiles would speak for themselves. Meanwhile, some Russian lawmakers are warning of a potential world war.
The BBC's Paul Adams in Ukraine with how the rockets might be deployed.
It's thought that initially Ukraine's use of the Army Tactical Missile System, known by its acronym ATACMS, will be confined to defending Ukrainian troops still holding on to a small chunk of Russian territory in the Kursk region. A major Russian counteroffensive is expected there within days, assisted by as many as 10,000 troops from North Korea.
Writing on X, Donald Trump Jr. states, the military-industrial complex seems to want to make sure they get World War III going before my father has a chance to create peace and save lives. If you think this month has brought an unusual number of especially destructive storms, you're on to something.
Overall activity this year has been well above normal for the hurricane season as well. Even though we kind of had a lull right kind of in the middle of the hurricane season in late August and early September, because of all the activity we've had in the second half of the hurricane season, that's pushed us well above normal relative to what we would expect over a 30-year average.
The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Pappin. Pete Hegseth's lawyer says the defense secretary nominee paid a woman who had accused him of sexual assault. The alleged assault took place in 2017. The attorney says that whatever happened was consensual and no charges were filed. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 90 points, the NASDAQ 23 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. A woman escaped injury after dirt bike riders harassed and shot at her on Sunday afternoon. The 20-year-old victim says a group of dirt bike riders became aggressive toward her at the intersection of Harford Road and 32nd Street in Baltimore. They followed her to Pentridge Road near Lake Montebello, and according to local news outlets, the victim says that's when the dirt bike riders started jumping on her car. As she tried to get away, someone shot at her. Police are investigating. A 25-year-old woman's expected to recover after a weekend stabbing in the 400 block of East Baltimore Street. Police say that victim was stabbed by a 22-year-old woman during a physical altercation at around 2 Sunday, make that Saturday morning. Police say there's an open warrant for the victim in Baltimore County. She'll be arrested after she's released from the hospital. And a commuter alert for light rail riders heading toward BWI or Glen Burnie. You could expect delays due to a disabled train. Coming up, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
John Harbaugh and offensive coordinator Todd Monken taking a lot of criticism on the two-point conversion call that failed and ultimately was the difference in yesterday's game against the Steelers. Despite 12 penalties, 3 turnovers, and 2 missed field goals, there were the Ravens with a shot to tie it up.
Jackson keeping it. Jackson fake. Jackson tosses. Incomplete.
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. It was well defensed by the Steelers and then tersely defended by John Harbaugh in the postgame.
It was a play that we have. I don't think I need to describe all the details of the play, but it was not an RPO, no.
Call left the Ravens with an 18-16 loss to Pittsburgh. The Steelers' 8th win over Baltimore in the last 9 games, all by 1 score or less. Elsewhere in the NFL.
Takes left, now taking off. Going to run for it. He got it. And there he goes. Inside the 10, the 5.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Not sure it was the play of the year, but Josh Allen's 26-yard touchdown run did end the Chiefs' perfect season, 30-21. And in Los Angeles.
J.K. Dobbins runs left. Dobbins takes off. Dobbins inside the 10. Dobbins to the end zone. In for the touchdown.
Mike Tirico had it on NBC. You remember Dobbins? Well, that was the game winner, 34-27 over the Bengals. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, and Jim Harbaugh host the Ravens a week from tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Now here's the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the way midweek, cooler weather after that. Today, though, sunny and mild, 68. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 61. Wednesday, showers scattered, 64 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 62 in Baltimore and 59 in Arnold. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. It's 10 o'clock. Let's make Monday very productive. Yes, a whole productive week. Let's do that. If you heard there during the news break, there's some breaking news on this 20-year-old woman shot at by dirt bikers as they were riding along and driving home in northeast Baltimore. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow. You might have heard that the police are investigating, but it sounded like it was quite the ordeal. And again, I mean, I guarantee you they were juveniles. I got another text here from Jack. Jack says, adding on to Firefighter John's comment, how about the parents that now take their kids out on the cart street side instead of curbside? Yeah, there's a lot of carelessness. A lot of carelessness. And it's not just in the city. I see it in counties as well. I don't know what it is. I don't know if some people just weren't taught by their parents the right thing to do. But even so, the dangerous situations that parents allow their kids to be in when it comes to cars is wild to me. You know, like I had my daughter living with me, you know, all through the campaign cycle. And of course, she would be at phone banking with me. She would be at door knocking with me. And people would ask, why wasn't she ever at the sign waving? Like, I'm not having my kid sign wave on an intersection. I don't. She's 8 years old, and I don't want her on the intersection waving a sign as cars are whizzing by, right? And to me, it was kind of like a no-brainer. Who in the world would have their kid out there at 8 years old? But some people would ask, like, hey, where's Olivia? not playing in traffic. That's all I know. She's not out here. Yeah. But you're right, Jack. It's a different mindset these days when it comes to what's actually dangerous for your kids and what is not. And some parents, I guess, are just a little bit different, a little more liberal, we'll say. I want to get to the story about more apartments coming to Towson. Real quick, you know, we were talking a lot on Friday about the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight. I was so disappointed. I have to tell you, and I said it on the morning drive, I was so disappointed. I thought this was going to be a real deal fight. And I know Sean kind of looked at me like I was crazy because, you know, Mike Tyson is pretty much 60 years old. And then you've got Jake Paul, who's what? Is he 27 now? Okay, I get that part, but it's Mike Tyson for crying out loud, right? I wouldn't expect a regular 57-year-old or 58-year-old to take on Jake Paul, but. But Mike Tyson? Well, anyways, here I am on Friday. And, I like my sleep. I really do. But on Friday, I thought, you know what? I am going to stay awake. And I am going to watch this fight. And so I did. Now, you guys know I don't have Netflix. So I moseyed on over to Carson's Creekside there in Middle River to watch the fight. And I'm watching it. And literally within the first round, I would say within the first 2 minutes, I tweeted out, this is fake. And I was upset about it. I was upset. Okay? Now, to all those that actually put a wager on the fight, I wonder how they feel. Because they probably did believe, like myself, that it was going to be an actual fight. I saw the count at the end. I think they said, what, Mike Tyson had about 18 punches that landed. Jake Paul had about 37. Well, of course, I'm still scrolling through X because I'm like, was anybody else bamboozled like I was? Or am I just an idiot? Right? Because I thought this was a real fight. Like, you know, I didn't think it was going to be like WWE. I didn't think it was going to be like Jake Paul just pounding in on Mike. Because I'm sure they want the fight to last a little bit. Right? That's part of it. You got to have the fight last. Netflix makes their money. And, you know, the sponsors make their money. I know how it kind of works. But I didn't think this was going to happen. Well, I want you to take a listen to this audio, because of course on X everybody's walking, you know, they're like, what is going on? So there were a couple people that found the contract between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Take a listen.
Y'all seen the rules for this fight, bro? This is clearly red. Look at this. So first of all, Mike Tyson's going to get paid more money to lose than to win. Secondly, he is penalized for knocking out Jake Paul in the first round. He's only going to get paid a little bit of money if he knocks him out in his second round. But to make the most money, he has to survive all 8 rounds while avoiding knocking Jake out. On top of that, it has to go to decision, but the problem is Jake Paul chose the judges. This is crazy red, bro. If I'm Mike Tyson, I don't give a... I'm going to knock him out anyway. Please, just do it.
He's going to just knock him out anyway. So yeah, he in this video, by the way, he does show the contract behind him on a screen. So Mike Tyson was going to make more money to lose the fight than to win. And of course, Jake Paul was going to, you know, make a ton of money winning the fight. And he wins anyways because of all the money that came in for everybody that was, you know, waiting to see the fight. I just... I don't know. I feel like I got got. I got got. I feel like a Democrat voter this morning. That's what I feel. I believed. I really did believe. And I was thinking, I was like, man, I wonder how many people are putting money on Mike Tyson. Now, going forward, if you're Jake Paul, how do you get people to watch your fights going forward? How do you get people to bet on your fights going forward? I would think you wouldn't. And now that everybody's seen this. Now, Rob Schmidt, if you don't know, Rob Schmidt, he's with Newsmax. I want to say it was Rob Schmidt. He might have been with Fox News at one point in time. But he's with Newsmax, and he's a good guy, but I thought he had a good take on it. He says, I think Jake Paul has idolized Mike Tyson his entire life. He knew that he needed money, because if you recall, Mike Tyson did have to file for bankruptcy. And Rob says that it found a way to get him rich again. I think that's probably the correct take here. I think Mike Tyson financially was strapped. He owes people some money, and I think that Jake Paul likes Mike Tyson. Now, if you recall, both Mike Tyson and Jake Paul both supported President Trump during this election cycle, and they were both very vocal about it. And I remember seeing the video Jake Paul put out just telling his followers, his audience, which he has millions upon millions, why he believed it was in his best interest to vote for President Trump. And he even said in the video, I'm afraid to actually put this out, but I feel like it needs to be said. And that was about 2 weeks before Election Day. And Mike Tyson had been doing interviews, even whether it's about the fight or other things. And he was talking about how he was going to, in fact, vote for Donald Trump. So, very interesting. Very interesting. I will say that there were fights, there were UFC fights across the weekend. John Bones Jones, his name, fighter, black guy. He was celebrating his win with the Trump dance. Trump was like right there front and center at the UFC fight. And he started doing the Trump dance. Trump was like, laughing and saying, oh, that's a good guy. And he actually goes over and hands Trump his belt, his champion belt, once he wins. And Trump stood up and held it up. And Speaker Mike Johnson, believe it or not, he was rolling with the big dogs all weekend. He was on Trump's Force One. And some people were commenting, like, it's like, watching a little dorky kid be able to hang out with the cool kids. Because he's with Don Jr. and Elon Musk. From what I've noticed, I think Speaker Johnson, he might look dorky, but I don't think he's actually dorky. I don't think he is. I've seen him at some parties with some friends. They have the Louisiana Mardi Gras night in D.C. Saw him there, dancing, having a good time. I think Mike Johnson just has a dorky demeanor. But I don't think he's dorky at all. Well, anyways, he had a lot of fun over the weekend. And it was nice to see him hanging out with President Trump. Because I think a lot of people do wonder, is he going to be right there for Trump during his administration and help him push through his agenda? And I think Mike Johnson being out with them this weekend kind of proved the fact that he's right there. And he was showing everybody, look, this is my guy. We're going to ride or die on this one. So they were all together. RFK Jr. was out there. There was a picture of RFK Jr. on Trump's plane because they were eating McDonald's. And RFK Jr., he wants to make America healthy again, but then he had a cheeseburger in front of him. Now, it could have been just a photo op. I don't know if he actually ate it. There were no signs of him actually chewing the food. But, a lot of people were saying that's a little hypocritical if you're going to sit there with McDonald's in front of you and talking about how you want to get rid of all the junk food. So I'm sure he's going to have an explanation for that one. But, to put a clip on it, Tyson, I was heartbroken. I was. I stayed awake. I went somewhere to find where I could watch Netflix. I saw it, and I was disappointed. But it's okay. At least I did not bet on it. All right, there are apartments coming to Towson. And this is important because this is what I talked about during my campaign run. Luskin Hills is the name of the neighborhood. And you can find a story on WCBM.com. Don't forget, you got all the local stories there at WCBM. You can listen to the show while you're streaming the show. You can actually go through the website, and it won't be disrupted. The streaming will continue. So you can take a look at some of the stories that we're dealing with. Apartments planned for one of Towson's most prominent hilltop neighborhoods. And it's a controversial apartment development. And I've talked about how Johnny Osheski is very friendly with the developers. And this is part of what he wants to do. He wants more, quote-unquote, attainable housing. And he wants his developer friends to make a ton of money off of it. Well, this is Luskin Hills. And it's actually going to be discussed at a community input meeting on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, November 19th, at the Towson United Methodist Church. And if you want to go to the meeting, you can. It's at 501 Hampton Lane. And it looks like they're going to kick off things around 6 o'clock. But here's the deal. You can have some input here, and you can hear from the community there, but I think this is really a done deal. Okay? Now, the development site, which sits atop a steep incline overlooking Cromwell Bridge Road, you've probably seen it many times if you're ever on 695 or over there in the Parkville area. And so it's raised a lot of concerns, most of them being traffic impact on narrow Mylander Lane, the environmental effects of building on that hillside, the density and scale of the proposed apartment complex, and infrastructure capacity in the area. And I would like to add to the list, how many are Section 8 vouchers? I'm sorry, but this is a nightmare that we also have been seeing continuing across the Towson region. And for some reason, they don't care that Towson, which was considered upscale, looks more like, you know, not-so-upscale neighborhoods in Baltimore City. And a lot of people talk about how Johnny Olszewski, even his dad and others, they completely ruined Dundalk. And they're doing the same thing across the entire county. Again, why are people voting for this? Unless you are a Section 8 housing voucher holder and you want to now move to one of these, you know, apartments that could be on this hillside, maybe that's what you would vote for. But a large majority of those in Baltimore County, if you saw the exit polling numbers, a large majority of Baltimore County still voted for Democrats, still voted for Johnny O. And that's alarming. We had the shooting in Rogers Forge. You had the stabbing at Towson Town Center. You've got many sexual assaults across the entire county. We've got open-air drug markets everywhere, including Middle River. Essex is now, basically, you can just call it Baltimore City. I don't even know why we're calling it Essex at this point. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. And you've seen it decline in the past 5 years as Johnny O has been there. And people still voted for this guy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens at this community meeting. I would assume Fox 45 or one of the entities will pull up on that meeting and probably give us an inside look. They're calling, the proposed project is called Towson Overlook. So I will continue to keep my eyes on it. But if you want to look at the article, it's at WCBM.com. And you can read the whole thing there. Again, it's going to be at Towson United Methodist Church this evening. And I just believe it's already a done deal. I think they're just allowing the community just to voice their concerns. But I don't really think they care what the community has to say about this. And you're just going to see another situation with school overcrowding. In Baltimore County, we're down police officers on patrol, right? And look, if you're a police officer, how much longer do you want to be in Baltimore County? Right? You've got more people than ever that you're trying to protect. You're down officers on patrol. And at the same time, the budget, the funding's not going up. You're not getting, you know, compensated anymore salary-wise. And then they're hiring whoever because they don't have a ton of people on the force. So you're now, you know, protecting the streets with somebody that really should not be there, and you know it. Why wouldn't you go to another county if you're a police officer? I would. Why wouldn't you? We're going to continue to watch this. Also, real quick, if you didn't hear, a 14-year-old turned himself in for the shooting at Dunbar Middle School. We talked about that last week. The 15-year-old that was shot. A 14-year-old shot him. A 14-year-old. I know. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Whoopi Goldberg, Vivek Ramaswamy, what he plans to do. Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted. Do you know which charges? I'll let you know about that. And also, Dr. Ben Carson, will he be the next Surgeon General? I got his response on that as well. Coming up next.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more for the holidays. That's why as a My Lowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals every week on holiday decor, tools, and more. Programs subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the apartments that are headed towards Towson. I mean, Towson, Jolene, do you really need Jolene, more apartments? Is that what you need? Out of everything on your list, is that on your wish list, more apartments? I got a text here from Patrice. She says, I'm a city resident. I could not believe how the residents voted yes for the police to report to the mayor and for the development at the harbor. Residents up here in Northeast Baltimore are so upset with what has taken place on the roads in Lauraville and Hamilton. Why did they think things would be better by voting yes? Patrice, I don't know. And I feel your pain on that one, and I think it's going to get a lot worse. And I think he is going to take some of that police budget and put it into Safe Streets, who does not have arresting power. They don't have guns. They don't have anything. It's not even funny. It's scary to think that in a couple months, that's what's going to be the reality. But unfortunately, like you said, this is what people voted for. I got Michael in Baltimore County. Michael, you wanted to weigh in on Johnny O? Hello, Michael? All right. He wanted to weigh in, but he thought otherwise. And you know what? I don't blame you, Michael. At this point, it's just, you know, preaching to the choir. Because we all feel the same way about it. We really do. All right, I'm pretty sure we're going to have more to talk about on this tomorrow. Like I said, the community meeting will be tomorrow, and I'm sure there's going to be somebody, some news network that will go out there and get the scoop on it. Before the break, I guess that was what, before 10 o'clock, I told you that Whoopi Goldberg might just be getting sued. I know. So here on The View, you've got women that, you know, of course they give their opinions. But when you give your opinion, you have to be very careful in the way that you give your opinion. And that's why I said not everybody can do the commentating job, right? I know it looks very easy. Trust me. I know it does. But not everybody can do the job because you have to make sure you say allegedly, or you have to make sure you preface things that you say not to defame anyone. Well, Whoopi Goldberg made an uh-oh. And I don't know what this bakery is going to do, but Judge Jeanine on Fox News, she even talked about how this bakery can now sue her because Whoopi Goldberg, she claimed that this bakery was basically not waiting on her, not giving her her order or servicing her because she is Whoopi Goldberg. And she has views that she believes this bakery does not agree with. Take a listen to Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Find the name of the bakery explicitly. If you Google Charlotte Russe, there's only one bakery in New York that carries this particular cupcake. And they wanted to pre-order it. She called. She said it wasn't my gender, it was my politics. How the hell do you know that? They can prove that the oven wasn't working, but the next day it was working, so they were able to sell the cupcakes. So it was a false statement. It was made publicly, and they can sue for damages because it was a lie. It was defamatory. They were subject to contempt and an unsavory opinion, which is why they held a press conference. That's it.
And again, that's Judge Jeanine on Fox News. She said it on The Five. But yeah, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, she didn't say the name of the bakery. But if you heard there, she said the name of the cupcake specifically that she was trying to order. And everybody knows that that cupcake is only sold at that bakery. And believe it or not, I saw pictures on X where the following day, because of what Whoopi Goldberg said about the bakery, there was a line around the bakery. I love this country. I really do. There was a line around the bakery's building because they said, how dare Whoopi Goldberg try to defame them? And she pretended like it was about our politics. And so, of course, there were people that were calling the bakery. They were leaving these reviews like, how dare you? And da-da-da-da. And they were like, no, the oven wasn't working. And so they actually have a receipt, an invoice from the company that had to come and repair the oven to make the cupcakes. Oh, Whoopi. Come on. Now, meanwhile, she should not be eating cupcakes. And I know she had Ozempic. I don't know how this Ozempic thing works. I guess you can still eat whatever you want and you're still thinner than before. I don't know. All I know is, look, if you're trying to get healthy, maybe cupcakes isn't the way to go. Maybe not. But we'll see what happens on that front. Judge Jeanine, you can hear she was pretty upset about it. She's not happy about it. I do have a text here from Marty. He says, Kim, Johnny Olszewski is already trying to subsidize housing in Baltimore County's oldest African-American community. Red Maple Place wants to fight for their neighborhood. And this came out at WYPR. Thank you so much for sending that over. I guess they want more affordable housing in East Houston there as well. And, here's what's so crazy about Johnny Olszewski, and I know he was my opponent, so of course I'm very biased on this, but you say that you're for the environment, right? You're banning plastic bags. You want, the environment to be safe, clean, less emissions in the air. So what about the environment when you overpopulate areas? What does that do to the environment? That puts stress on the environment. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the two platform pieces he has that are his top priorities, they contradict one another. You want more attainable housing. You want higher population in areas that cannot sustain a higher population. But then you also want to talk about the environment. Like, how is it? No one in his party wants to call him out on this. it's basic common sense. Anyways, all right, we're moving on. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's rolling up his sleeves. He's ready to get to work before Trump's even sworn in. He's talking about government funding and what he plans to cut in that efficiency office. We'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. New troubling details have emerged about President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, allegations of a sexual assault that Pete Hegseth denies. The specter of a third world war has been raised following word that President Biden has given Ukraine permission to use American-made missiles on targets deep inside of Russia. And that's a move that Russian President Putin has said would mean that the U.S. and its NATO allies are at war with Russia. President-elect Trump has tapped free speech champion Brendan Carr for chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. President Biden is in Rio de Janeiro for the G20 summit as Mr. Biden's fellow world leaders look to the future with an air of trepidation, wondering what the second Trump term will bring for them. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 91 points, while the Nasdaq 125 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Is your glass half full or half empty? When it comes to life's important conversations and planning for you and your family's future, perspective is everything. Estate planning is one of those essential discussions commonly viewed as difficult or uncomfortable. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stouffer Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our estate planning attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A comedy of errors for the Ravens yesterday in Pittsburgh, and they still had a chance to tie with 1:11 left to play.
Jackson slings it. End zone. Touchdown, Baltimore. Zay Flowers.
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS. Jackson to Flowers made it 18-16, and now for the tie.
Jackson keeping it. Jackson fake. Jackson tosses. Incomplete.
And that, as they say, was that. The typical Pittsburgh-Baltimore Taffy Bowl ends in defeat, 18-16, as the Ravens commit 12 penalties, 3 turnovers, and 2 missed field goals. Post-game reaction from John Harbaugh.
We've got to cut down on the penalties. That's very important. We've done it before on offense. We haven't had a lot of those in some of our big offensive games. But today, that was a big problem.
The loss drops the Ravens to 7-4 on the season, 1.5 games behind the Steelers in the North.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bills end the Chiefs' unbeaten dreams 30-21, and the Chargers defeat the Bengals 34-27. On the ice, Ovi with a hat trick and Logan Thompson with 40 saves as the Caps down the Knights 5-2 in Vegas. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Backdoor cold front, that's going to help cool things off a little bit. A mild day today. A mix of sun and clouds. No rain, 68 the high today. Tomorrow still dry, sunny and 61. Wednesday, that's when the cold front brings us some showers. 64 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holidays. That's why, as a MyLowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals every week on holiday decor, tools, and more. Programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details, subject to change.
On the next Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, who will be President-elect Trump's economic nominees? Tuesday morning, 6 to 9, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
We were talking about the apartments coming to Towson. Again, that community meeting is tomorrow. WCBM.com has a story for you. If you want to go to the meeting, feel free to go. Feel free to go. It's at Towson United Methodist Church. And I suspect it's probably going to be standing room only. I suspect. There are a lot of people that are sick and tired of all the Section 8. I got a text here from Elizabeth that says, "Hey, Cam, they are also proposing close to 300 townhomes or similar in Hunt Valley over by Delta Hotel. And that will be a traffic nightmare on top of the new apartments they just built there. Not sure if these are going to be Section 8. It's a nice area, but worried if it keeps growing, it'll go downhill." There's been a lot of Section 8 in Hunt Valley, Cockeysville, all kind. So basically what they're doing, and I know you guys know this, right? You're not stupid. They're moving in more voters to keep it nice and blue. That's what they're doing. And they've been doing that for quite some time. And Johnny Olszewski is excited to do so. Because he wants to remain, obviously, now the congressman in that area. So why wouldn't he move more Section 8 voucher holders there? And this is how they are able to keep their seats. It's job security. And they could care less what it does to your schools. You know, if you have an influx there at some of your hospitals and patient first care, you know, facilities, they don't care. They don't care about any of those things. They don't care if they're standing on the street selling drugs. They don't care if there's a bunch of illegal immigrants that can't even speak English that are just hanging out, doing whatever. They don't care. They don't live there, right? They live in Miller's Island in a $1 million home on the water. Like, they don't have to deal with it. They don't have to go shopping there. They don't. Their kids don't go to school over there. And yet these are the people that are elected, that are not even in the thick of things. It's interesting. I'm just noting on X here because somebody's tagging me on it. It says there's a story that came out from the Federalist. It says Mitch McConnell is corrupt and everything he does is designed to hide the real source of his family's wealth and power. And it talks about his wife. I said this a long time ago, and I got pounced on. And so there's somebody on X that says, "Remember when Kim got beat up and was called xenophobic for pointing out the fact that Mitch McConnell and his wife were making a ton of money from all the business dealings they were doing?" I said, look, thank you for pointing it out. And I did. I got beat up by like some of the top quote-unquote conservative influencers. But if you were in and out of D.C. and you understand what's been going on, you knew Mitch McConnell's wife was making a ton of money and they were getting a ton of kickbacks from some of the deals that they were making. You already knew that. You knew that. I pointed it out and then I'm the bad guy. But now they're talking about it and now I guess it's okay to talk about it. Now it's not xenophobic or racist. I did it back in 2020. It only took about 4 years. That's all. It only took 4 years. Before the break, I told you about Dr. Ben Carson. People have been wondering if he will be the new Surgeon General. I can tell you, Dr. Ben Carson put out a statement saying he will not be the Surgeon General. He thought that it was nice that people recommended him for the position, but he does not want any of it. Speaking of appointments, Pete Hegseth from Fox and Friends is still getting a ton of heat. There were people pointing out the tattoo that he has on his chest. It really was just a cross that you can find in any church. They were also talking about his marriage life. Apparently, he has been remarried a few times, a couple of children out of wedlock. And, of course, they were pointing that out. And, you know, Democrats, they're really just trying to stick anything they can to the wall. To point out his married life in that situation, knowing, you know, President Trump and how he overwhelmingly won the popular vote, I hate to tell some of the Democrats this, but I don't think people really care about Pete Hegseth and his marriage life. I don't think they care. And, of course, there were some unfounded claims of him being a sexual predator that came out that apparently took place during the Me Too movement. And now his lawyer has been fielding some questions on that one. And apparently there was an NDA, and the girl, you know, that was at the hest of this, and this is all allegedly, they're saying that she was the aggressor in the situation, not Pete. I have no idea where this story is going. And from my view, if there was an NDA, how do we know so much as it is? Somebody obviously violated the NDA. I mean, it's not Pete Hegseth. So we'll see what his lawyer even does about that. But of course, like I said, Dr. Ben Carson, he said, thanks, but no thanks. I do not want to be the Surgeon General. Now, speaking more about appointments here with President Trump and what he plans to do in office, we've talked a lot about DOGE. It's a new office, Department of Efficiency, or I guess you say Government Efficiency, and Vivek Ramaswamy, Elon Musk, they're going to be at the head of it. And Vivek, he's been doing interviews all week long, and he's been talking about the fact that he cannot wait to get started. And so here's where I want some input from you guys with Vivek Ramaswamy, because he was on Fox News over the weekend with Maria Bartiromo, and she was asking him questions about what he plans to do and what he plans to eliminate, and of course, which agency he plans to keep or agencies. And I want to get your take on this, because some people have been commenting that they believe Vivek Ramaswamy is, you know, very young, not a ton of experience, and he might be getting ahead of himself. And I want to know if you agree on it. But first, take a listen to what he had to say on Fox News.
They're going to be saving a lot of money and making our country stronger and better. And they'll be coming out with individual reports, but a big one toward the end. And you put those two together, it's going to be really great.
And that is President-elect Trump and on Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy leading the newly created Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to identify and cut wasteful spending of taxpayer money within the federal government. As America stares over a fiscal cliff due to the $7 trillion in new spending by the Biden-Harris administration, which sent inflation up better than 20%, the national debt now standing at $36 trillion, with interest on the debt alone approaching $1 trillion. Joining me now in this Sunday Morning Futures exclusive is the co-leader of that department, the Department of Government Efficiency, Vivek Ramaswamy, with me this morning. Great to see you.
It's good to see you, Maria.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy to have you here on set. I want to get your take on how this begins.
Sure.
What are you looking to cut right from the beginning?
So first is we want to go right in through executive action to do the failures of the executive branch that need to be addressed. Because the dirty little secret right now, Maria, is the people we elect to run the government, they're not the ones who actually run the government. It's the unelected bureaucrats in the administrative state. That was created through executive action. It's going to be fixed through executive action. Think about the Supreme Court's environment over the last several years. They've held that many of those regulations are unconstitutional at a large scale. Rescind those regulations, pull those regs back, and then that gives us the industrial logic to then downsize the size of that administrative state. And the beauty of all of this is that can be achieved just through executive action without Congress. Score some early wins, and then you look at those bigger portions of the federal budget that need to be addressed one by one. So I think that's one way to think about this is how can the President of the United States, who's been elected with a historic mandate, actually do the thing that the voters have voted for? They haven't voted for incremental change here this time, Maria. We have voted for sweeping change, and the voters actually deserve to get it. And we're focused on how to do that as early and as quickly as possible.
So President-elect Trump just said on that soundbite that you're going to make recommendations. So you're going to make recommendations in terms of where to cut after all that you've just said. Then what?
Look, we're not going to be cutting ribbons. We're going to be cutting costs. And so those recommendations are going to be on a real-time basis. But I do want to take a big step back and understand, for people to understand the scope of this problem. Over half a trillion dollars that's spent every year right now, was not even authorized by Congress in the first place. The Pentagon has just failed its seventh consecutive audit, nearly $1 trillion of budget. They can't even tell you where it goes. So I think part of this is exposing for the public the extent of that rot and waste. But then to take steps first through executive action and then laying the groundwork for broader change through legislation as well to rein in that deficit, to rein in that budget. And more crucially, Maria, I know we're talking about this in terms of efficiency, but there's something deeper going on here. This is about restoring self-governance and accountability in America as well. Mm. Elected leaders, if they make the wrong decisions, voters have a great choice. You can vote them out and remove them. Most of the people making these decisions, from health care to the Department of Defense, are failing on effectiveness because they have no accountability. Historically, it's been the view of many scholars to say that those people could not even be fired. Now we take a different view with the environment the Supreme Court has given us in recent years, and we're going to use that in a pretty extensive way, Maria, to move quickly.
You're going to have pushback, not just from the left. You may have pushback from those very people who are running those departments, running those agencies. They want as many people as they want in there. You're going to want to fire people. Yeah. So how are you going to deal with that? You're also perhaps looking at pushback from Congress. You've got, how are you going to deal with Congress? How are you going to deal with having Congress need to change the law?
And those are all very good questions by Maria Bartiromo, asking Vivek Ramaswamy, how is he going to make all of these cuts? It's going to be difficult, and he is going to get pushback. Look, I'm from PG County, right? Grew up in Accokeek, Maryland. I love when Marty will text a text line to Mean Streets of Accokeek. Yes, not Mean Streets at all, right? Accokeek, Fort Washington, very nice areas. Were really nice, you know, about maybe 20 years ago. But many of my friends had parents that worked in the government, and many of those friends now also work in the government. And I can tell you, many of those friends, I follow them on social media. Many of them are also, they're always on vacation, right? They work about 4 days a week. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You've taken advantage of the system in which exists. But I have many friends that make really good money, and I can't tell you exactly what they're doing most of the day, right? They're government employees, okay? So Vivek is going to get a lot of pushback here. Because the government jobs, the employees, it's like an economy in itself. And that's how D.C. does so well. And that's why we were looking at Maryland and looking at some of the prices of the homes and how much income most houses have, you know, whether it's, you know, two-income houses, whatever. A lot of those people are government employees. Well, you're looking at, you know, the MARC train and it goes back and forth to certain areas like Martin State Airport by my house. A lot of people that live near me actually work for the government in D.C., and they make very good money, and they just take the MARC train back and forth. So, yes, he's going to get a lot of pushback, but I agree with him on making a lot of these changes and a lot of these cuts. It's a lot of wasteful spending. It really is. And it's, and I guess I look at it and I say, all right, well, if your job is necessary in the government, just make sure that you are much more efficient. Like, what are you accomplishing each day? Like, what are you getting done? Is it efficient? Is what you're doing necessary? And if it is, why? I think what he's doing is great. I think he's going to get pushback. I want to know your thoughts on this. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. It's not lost on me that many of you listening to the show are probably one of those government employees. It's not lost on me at all. It isn't. Okay? I know he's talked often about eliminating the Department of Education, along with President Trump. I actually agree with that. I think when you're thinking about federal funds coming to states like Maryland, right, for education, I think you can put that under another agency and get it done. I don't know why we have a Department of Ed. The teachers' unions, they basically control everything anyways. Why do we have it? Why are we paying all these administrators over at the Department of Education? What are they doing? What are they doing? They're not telling any of the states or the local jurisdictions what the curriculum should be. We've got test scores that come in all the time. It's not like they're intervening and saying, hey, red flag here. Why are there 23 schools in Baltimore where zero kids are proficient in math and reading? Do you think anybody from the Department of Education on the federal level comes to the state in Maryland and says, hey, we got to get a hold of this? They don't do that. What are they doing over there? If they did that, I would think about, you know, possibly keeping it open. But at this point, why not have another department send funding to the states for education? I also would love to see some of the receipts. Why are we sending so much money for education? Right? Baltimore City, $18,000 per pupil annually? Really? For them not to read or write? Come on. There's got to be things here to do. I also say, and this is me, not Vivek Ramaswamy, this is me. I say eliminate FEMA. I think I talked about that, you know, last week. Eliminate FEMA. We don't need FEMA. Obviously, they're doing whatever the heck they want. They're calling the shots based on politics. And it used to be under the Department of HUD. Put it back under the Department of HUD. Or get an outside agency. Outsource it. It's not working the way that it is. People complain about the response times all the time for FEMA. Get her done. I'm done with it. Also, we used to talk about defunding Planned Parenthood. Remember we used to talk about that? We can still do it. We can still do it. We can do it now. We can do it now, Vivek. Hello, Vivek. Hila. We can defund Planned Parenthood. Why are we sending more money federally for Planned Parenthood? Another one, some of these nonprofits that are getting federal funding to help people cross the border illegally. Yes, that's a thing. Cut it. Shut it down. Cut it and shut it down. So there's a lot of things that Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk can get started with, like, yesterday. And those are some of the things. FEMA, Planned Parenthood, the nonprofits at the southern border, Department of Education. I would start there. Where would you start, and how do you feel about this? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me through the text line. Just download that WCBM app. I got Bill in Ellicott City. Bill, you wanted to weigh in? All right. I guess Bill could not hang on there. I've got Brian and Towson. Brian, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I really want to thank you for letting me be on the air right now. I don't mean to be so direct, but when we talk about wasteful spending, you know, who is the one that's actually sitting down and doing all these calculations? Is it the person who is spending the money, or is it the person who's wasting the money? And one of my direct points with the schools feeding the kids, how much does that cost the taxpayer every year? Breakfast, lunch, sometimes probably even dinner.
Yeah.
And is that on the American tax dollar? Because these parents can't go and give their kids decent meals, but they're driving around in brand new cars?
No,
Here's another one. What about all the little perks that, like, say you brought up about Johnny O being elected? Well, all these people that donate and give all this money to these campaign funds, you think they're not getting something back out of it?
Right.
That's my point. You have a great day, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you. Yes, Brian is correct. Because I complained over, I guess it was in the spring of last year, and I was talking about all of the funding that was going towards feeding the kids over the summer. Remember that? Baltimore County decided to feed a bunch of kids over the summer because they claimed that these kids were not getting decent meals and that their parents just did not have the money to feed them. So it was their idea to open the schools during the summer to give them both breakfast and lunch. And I said, well, now who the hell is paying for that? And why? Look, if you are getting, and I say this all the time, if you are getting the what is it called? Because it's not, they don't say food stamps. I guess SNAP card, right? With all the subsidy, the funding for the food. Why am I still feeding your kid at school? Pack your kid a lunch. You're getting, you have money to go to the grocery store. Why am I still paying money to feed your kid breakfast, lunch, and yes, even after school snack or whatever they want to call it, when you are getting money to go to the grocery store? I got to pack my daughter a lunch. Every once in a while on pizza day, she'll be like, Mommy, everybody gets the pizza. I don't get the pizza. You know? Then I'm like, all right, Olivia. Then I got to go online and get her the pizza so she can go that one day to the lunch cafeteria, cafe, whatever the thing they call it. But this is what we're, you know, I have to make these decisions and explain to my 8-year-old why Mommy can't just keep buying you lunch and then also go to the grocery store. That we don't have it like that. All right? We got to make these decisions, but they're not making those decisions when it comes to our tax dollars, when it comes to the county, the state, and the federal level. We get back again. I want you to weigh in. Is this the right thing to do? Are we cutting agencies? Are we cutting funding? And where should we cut it? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray. income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow from New Nordic. Stop feeling embarrassed about your thinning hair and start feeling your best with Hair Grow.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Mark Levin.
We've worked so hard. We even boycotted Netanyahu. We even undermined Israel in a time of war. We're even withholding weapons. We can't now screw that up by picking the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania. Why didn't she go there?
Mark Levin on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about making some cuts within the government. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's been on the media tour discussing it. We listened earlier to a clip with him at Fox News talking to Maria Bartiromo about it. And I say, look, he is going to get a lot of pushback, but there are places for him to cut funding immediately where he probably won't get much feedback, or I say much pushback. I would say FEMA's one of them. Defunding Planned Parenthood. Yeah, there's going to be pushback there, especially with all the abortion talk. But guess what? They don't need to get federal funding from us. They don't. Planned Parenthood, by the way, also raises a ton of money. Okay? And if you want an abortion, you got to pay for it. All right? Why am I paying for it? Why am I helping to pay for it? And now we have oral contraceptives over the counter, which I know a lot of people don't talk about this. But from my understanding, we originally started paying federal funds to Planned Parenthood because they were supplying the oral contraceptives because they were not over the counter. Well, that has all changed. So why are we still giving them federal funding when it's now over the counter? Doesn't make sense, does it? D in the text line says, Kim, NPR, let them fund themselves with advertising. They do raise. Yeah, no, you're right. NPR, why are we... There's so many places that we can cut. Also, in case you missed it, the Pentagon fails the seventh audit in a row, but says it's making progress. Now, imagine you, right? Imagine if you were failing audits. Imagine if you weren't paying your share to the IRS or anything like that. Imagine that. What would happen to you? Well, the Pentagon on Friday failed its seventh audit in a row, with the nation's largest government agency still unable to fully account for its more than $824 billion with the B budget. Though officials stress that they are making good progress toward a clean audit in 2028, not 2026, 2028. I mean, could you imagine? This is in The Hill, by the way, if you want to take a look at this story. I'm reading it from The Hill. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, just think about that in the private sector, in terms of anything that you do, anything. It doesn't make sense. And they're not even saying, oh, yeah, we're on track for next year. No, we're not on track until 2028, maybe, possibly. The Department of Defense technically earned a disclaimer of opinion, meaning it failed to provide sufficient information to auditors to form an accurate opinion. Now, imagine if you didn't send everything over when you were handling your taxes. What do you think would happen then? Nothing? The opposite. The opposite. The goal is to earn an unmodified audit opinion or a clean audit that says the financial statements are accurate. A qualified opinion says that there are omissions and concerns, but the finances are generally reliable. You failed your seventh audit, and guess what? This is ridiculous. Now, who do we have for Department of Defense? We selected a defense. Dang it, because I got them all confused now. Because remember I said the wrong name with because it was Merrick Garland. And then, look, Brian, the producer, is like, Pete Hegseth, is that where he's going? No, is it? Is it? Was that where he's going? I don't. This is all confusing now. It really is. I'm over it. Just fill out the cabinet, get it done so we know who's who. Well, anyways, now we have a chance to make this right. And we were talking about Vivek Ramaswamy making chances to government agencies. I would also go there. I would go right over to the Pentagon and I would say, why are we failing audits and why in the heck aren't you going to be doing anything until 2028? That makes sense. So, Vivek, I know you're probably listening to WCBM. I just gave you a whole lot of things that you can get started on if you would like. If you would like. I got more text messages coming in as well. Let's see. I've got Doug says, good morning, Kim. Many years ago, you would take a government job for the retirement and benefits, but the pay was lower than the private sector. But in over the past 20 years, the pay has even passed the private sector, sometimes by a large amount. I have friends also that work for the federal government, and they are always off. I have two friends that still haven't gone back to the office since COVID, and they think that it's okay. Yeah, Doug, I've got friends like that, too. I got friends like, I should work? How dare you say such a thing? Yet they're always in Miami. They're always in Vegas. Hey, Kimmy, you coming out to Vegas? With what money? Okay? And I got to go to work. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Mayor Eric Adams. He's in the hot seat.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New troubling details emerge about President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon.
Over the weekend, a lawyer for Pete Hegseth said Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault. The alleged assault took place in 2017. No charges were filed. Hegseth's lawyer said the sexual encounter was consensual. He went on to say that the confidential settlement was reached because Hegseth believed the filing of the threatened lawsuit could have gotten him fired from Fox News, where he was employed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump has tapped free speech champion Brendan Carr to chair the Federal Communications Commission. He currently serves as an FCC commissioner. And Donald Trump Jr. says this time around, Team Trump knows more about how to put together an administration.
I think the reality this time is we actually know what we're doing. We actually know who the good guys and the bad guys are. We know who the guys are fake. And it's about surrounding my father with people who are both competent and loyal.
Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. An E. coli outbreak has sickened dozens of people. They ate bagged organic carrots.
One person died from the infection. The CDC says 39 people were infected and 15 people were hospitalized in 18 states after eating organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms. The recalled carrots include whole and baby organic carrots sold in bags under multiple brand names.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The largest U.S. budget carrier, Spirit Airlines, has filed for bankruptcy protection. It lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020, and it faces looming debt payments totaling more than $1 billion over the next year. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 10 points, the NASDAQ trading 152 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
From Angel Studios comes Bonhoeffer, based on the powerful true story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As the Nazis tighten their grip on Germany, Bonhoeffer joins a deadly plot to assassinate Hitler, risking his faith and fate to save millions of Jews from genocide.
You will go to England as our spy.
I'm ready to meet my destiny.
Bonhoeffer, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Exclusively in theaters November 22nd. Go to angel.com/Bonhoeffer.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our compact everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Commission on Civil Rights says a complaint about accessible parking near the White Marsh Food Court entrance has been resolved. The woman who filed argued that parking spots for the disabled should not have been moved further away from the entrance to accommodate electric vehicle charging stations. The MCCR agreed, saying they found probable cause in the complaint and the accessible parking spaces are being returned to their previous locations. To climate change activists have been sentenced for dumping a red powder on the display of the U.S. Constitution at the National Archives. The pair was arrested in February and charged with felony destruction of government property. Though the Constitution was not damaged, cleanup cost more than $50,000 and closed the archives rotunda for several days. Maryland State Police are advising a multi-vehicle crash on I-270 North has sent at least five people to the hospital. Troopers say several lanes on I-270 North and South at Exit 32 in Frederick County are closed. Coming up, it's Stein on Sports.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
If you wanted to know who the best kicker on the field was yesterday, here's a hint. He was wearing black and gold.
Made a 59-yarder in warm-ups. Boswell drives it, and he connects! Chris Boswell!
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS, one of six Chris Boswell field goals, accounting for all the Steelers' points as Pittsburgh beats Baltimore 18-16 to take control of the AFC North. Justin Tucker missed two field goals that could have changed the trajectory of this game. And the Ravens committed 12 penalties and three turnovers as well. Post-game reaction, John Harbaugh on his kicker.
Tuck needs to make kicks. He knows that. That's important. He makes them in practice. He made the long one later, which is good to see, which means he's still very capable. You know, kick him straight. We'll be good.
And then Tucker on Tucker.
It's certainly frustrating, you know, especially when we know that these games come down to the wire like this one did today. And I let a couple get away.
Tucker on the season now, just 16 for 22. That's 73%, by far the worst of his career. Boswell, over the last 2 years, 58 of 61. That's 95%, best in the league. And finally, 3 years ago, the Orioles needed pitching, so they moved the left field wall back. And now they need right-hand hitting, so the team announcing they intend to find a happy medium and move the wall in. And that is Stein on Sport.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Here's your exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the way midweek, cooler weather after that. Today, though, sunny and mild, 68. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 61. Wednesday, showers scattered, 64 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 63 in Kingsville and 64 in Dundalk. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Classic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, it is Monday, the beginning of the week. And if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've had a great show thus far talking about the juvenile crime. Very sad news on that front. The elderly are being targeted by teenagers that are carjacking individuals. And then, of course, we're talking about Vivek Ramaswamy last hour and the fact that he is so ready to cut so much in government spending. I got a great text here from Tony. Tony says he's texting from the car. Be careful out there, Tony. Tony says, hey, Kim, what about cutting congressional salaries by paying these people the median income of the people they represent? If they want an increase, they have to help their constituents get an increase. Tony, I'm all for that. That will probably most likely never happen because the people that decide that are, well, members of Congress. So they get to decide. I feel the same way, honestly, about this raise coming towards Baltimore County Councilman, too. Here's the thing. I'm not saying your job isn't hard, right? Your job is around the clock. It's all day, every day. You have evening events. You're constantly receiving emails and complaints. I get that. But at the same time, you signed up to be a public servant. Like, what do you think serving the public actually meant to you? You know what I mean? This is kind of what it is. There's going to be a lot of, yes, you're working, and of course you should get paid for work. But a lot of this is going to feel like, you know, charity. Because you're a public servant. But we've gone so far from that. And then also, we have ballooned government in general. We don't do self-governing really at all anymore. And so, yeah, you're taking a lot on, but to the Democrats that complain about how much money they're making on city council, county council, or wherever, remember, you actually caused and created a lot of these problems that you're currently working on. So if you don't like the workload, I suggest you stop creating more problems. A little bit of common sense there. Not much. I did want to say, because we've talked often about Mayor Eric Adams in New York City. He was indicted on bribery charges. I was waiting to see exactly what was going on. And apparently this involves foreign nationals. Look, there's a lot that happens in New York City, I am sure. And I am certain when he decided to run for mayor, I'm certain he had to probably most likely make deals with a lot of people, especially to take on Bill de Blasio. Let's be honest. Let's be honest about this. Now, was it right? No. Should he have done it? Absolutely not. And the thought that he thought he could get away with it, I don't know how he thought he could get away with it. Did you think that Bill de Blasio was just going to walk away and say, oh, this guy beat me? No. I'm pretty sure they went tooth and nail through his FEC report, and they probably found where there were issues with some of the donations coming in. They probably found some receipts for some other things that they thought, well, what is this? And now that Mayor Eric Adams he hasn't really been defending President Trump, but he kind of sort of has been. He went on The View recently, and he was asked by the women on the panel, saying, how are you friendly with Donald Trump? When Mayor Eric Adams, yes, he was all about being a sanctuary city, but towards the end of Biden's administration, I would say even just last year, he said, look, we can't handle all these illegal migrants. We got them in hotels. We're trying to feed them. It's just a nightmare. And he said he wanted something done. Well, Joe Biden and friends, they got mad about that, right? So here's the thing. Mayor Eric Adams being indicted on bribery charges, I'm not surprised. Is there actually bribery there? Is there going to be a there? I don't know. I would think they probably do have something, right? But at the same time, he had to suspect that they were going to really put a magnifying glass on him. He went against the Democrat Party and say, get these illegal immigrants out of here. as he was coming up to November here for this election cycle, he wasn't saying that he was against President Trump taking office. If you recall, Mayor Eric Adams, he wasn't endorsing Kamala, even though he wasn't endorsing Trump. He was still saying that we need to do something about illegal immigration, which is really an endorsement for Trump. So there were probably a lot of eyes on him within his own party. And so we'll see what comes of that. Some people are wondering whether or not he's going to ask President Trump for a pardon as he cooperates with ICE and Tom Homan. Because remember, Tom Homan said, you better get out of my way in these sanctuary cities because I'm kicking the door down. Mayor Eric Adams, from what I've seen him say, even on The View, he said, look, kick it down. I don't care. Get him out of here. And then people are saying, well, maybe he'll request a pardon. He was also at the UFC fight over the weekend. Went up to President Trump and gave him a handshake and a hug. Front row and center. So, you know, a lot of people were looking at that and saying, what's going on here? I think Mayor Eric Adams, he's a former police officer. They've been dealing with all these crimes, especially when it comes to migrants in New York City. In my view, I think he's had enough. He ran on doing something about these illegal migrants. And if he still wants a future in politics, he's going to do something about it. He does. And I think it's probably in his best interest. They're seeing the population decline in New York City. So he's losing money. I don't see why people are so surprised that he would be friendly with President Trump. President Trump's a New Yorker. They probably speak the same language, right? I don't know. Well, anyways, Mayor Eric Adams, he is in a hot seat. We'll see what happens with that. Also wanted to mention, Secret Service agent was unmasked as an Antifa, a member of Antifa. This came out of The Guardian. And again, Secret Service agent, a lot of people thought whether or not there were people inside the Secret Service that were allowing the failures around President Trump and others when it comes to their protection. I think many of us thought that's possibly true. Well, now they're going through Secret Service. They're going through their social media accounts. They're going through some of their searches on the interweb. And they're finding out who these people truly are behind being a Secret Service agent and the experience that they have and also the training that they've done. So now they're trying to take a look at exactly what some of these people believe in and what could possibly be their agenda. And by doing so, they found a Secret Service agent that does have ties and connections to Antifa. So if you want to read that article, it's with The Guardian. And I could only suspect, again, when you're talking about Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk and the Government Office of Efficiency, I would suspect that they're also going to take on the Secret Service, which rightfully so. Now, there were a lot of people throwing up Dan Bongino's name, saying that they believe he should be the head of Secret Service. Dan Bongino, I doubt he wants that position. I think he makes a lot of money doing his podcast and doing the other things that he does. But not only that, remember, he was not feeling so well here in the last couple of years, and he was dealing with some sickness. And, you know, that's a very full-time job. And then if you're wanting someone to go in and really gut the whole thing, like, you know, start from the very bottom when it comes to the Secret Service, I think you would have to have somebody that could pour a lot of their time and energy into that position. And I don't, we'll see what Dan Bongino says about it. I didn't see a response from him to some of these rumors. But I would have to wonder whether or not he would want to take something like that on. That's a lot. That's asking a lot. Also, really quickly, Caroline Leavitt out of New Hampshire, she is now the press secretary. She's been tapped to be the press secretary for President Trump. I had the pleasure of meeting Caroline actually two times, one in New Hampshire. We were at an event right after the 2020 election cycle. She was running in 2022. She actually didn't do so bad in her race. It's a very blue area, so she did not win, but she didn't do too bad. And then I also saw her at a party in Mar-a-Lago. When we were down there for some event, I remember Melania Trump was there, and it was when Melania's mom was still alive. She was there as well, and they were honoring her mother for something. I can't remember what it was, but Caroline was there at my table, and talk about a hard worker. That woman, Caroline Leavitt, does not sleep, and she is, I don't know how to describe her, you know, I'm not very articulate in this way, but she's... Like, you ever think about somebody that's like a real, true deal, like, go-getter? Like, I consider myself a go-getter, right? I don't shy away from anything, and I put my all into everything, and I don't want to leave anything out on the field. And then you have some that are not only like that, but they will do whatever it takes to, like, push people out of the way, get up there. Like, it's like, you know, she just doesn't hold back. And I'm not saying that she does it in, like, a mean or a bully kind of way. I'm saying it's just she's a different breed than Caroline Leavitt. And it's, you don't see many people like that. For me, I'm one of those people where I give it my all. And if I don't succeed, I'll go up and give it my all again. And then I'll make some tweaks and, you know, make sure I can give it my all in a different way that I think will be more successful. But she's one of those people where she's like, I'm going to give it my all, and damn it, that's it. We're coming away with the win, right? It's like, it's not, you know, there's a possibility that we have to do it again in her mind. It's, we're winning this thing, and not only that, I'm going to get all the glory and the flowers. I tell you what, she does not rest, and she recently had a baby, and she recently got married. And this was even during the election cycle, so it was like a quick wedding. A baby just, you know, came out of nowhere, right? A lot of people didn't even know she was pregnant because she was still running around with Trump and doing everything with the campaign. She doesn't quit. She does not stop. She doesn't stop. You will never hear Caroline say she's tired or exhausted or any of those things. She's not tired. She's like, I'll sleep when I die. And I'm happy that she's going to be the press secretary. A lot of people were throwing out other names. But I really like that pick. I really do. So congratulations to Caroline. And remember, she was also with the communications team when Trump was in office in 2016. So good times, good times. I wanted to talk a little bit about the elections and what's been going on in Pennsylvania. There's a lot going on here. Now, you guys know Senator Bob Casey, he was trying to hold on to his seat, and it clearly wasn't going very well. And I say that because Senator Bob Casey, it's not like a name, like a household name, right? When you think of certain senators, you know exactly who that is, whether you like him or not, right? Senator Mitch McConnell, you know who that is. Chuck Schumer, you know who that is, right? Ted Cruz, Tim Scott. People can throw out names, and you're not scratching your head like, oh, wait, what state is he from? Well, Bob Casey was one of those people where you're like, wait, where is he located? Well, Bob Casey, apparently he is not going down without a fight, okay? He wants to remain in his Senate seat, and he'll do whatever it takes. Now, Dave McCormick, who by all appearances won the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, he's already gone down to D.C. He was down in D.C. last week during the orientation. But Bob Casey, he's like, he's not ready to concede. He's basically saying, look, I don't think that he's won. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I think there's more ballots to be counted. And we talked on this show about how on the Maryland Board of Elections website, which I want to reach out to Jared DeMaris or somebody else about this, but if you go to the website, it says 100% of the ballots are in. But then they also will tell you that provisional ballots still need to be counted. Well, how could you say that 100% of the ballots are in if provisionals still need to be counted? I don't get that. So, you know, when it comes to Bob Casey, he's like, oh, ballots still need to be counted. And if he's looking at it from that lens, yeah, I could see where he's going with it. But they're also telling him, look, you've lost. Dave McCormick won, and here's what it is. Well, now there's another piece to this. There's another layer in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, get it together. Right? Get it together. I'm getting sick of you guys. Every election cycle, we're talking about Pennsylvania after the fact, after the election. Well, this came out over the weekend. The Democrats in Bucks County, the Bucks County commissioners, just voted to count misdated and undated mail in ballots to try to help, obviously, Bob Casey. And one of them, and this is all on camera, by the way, they got microphones in front of them. One of them straight up says that she knows it's illegal, but simply does not care. She said she doesn't care. Now, the Supreme Court has already said, you cannot do this. You cannot do this. But she's saying, I don't care if we do it. Again, this is Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And so they're going to try to find some votes. Now, this came out about an hour ago from Eric Dowdery. And he says, Democrat attempts to steal the Pennsylvania Senate race from Dave McCormick continues. Four counties are counting illegal ballots. Philadelphia, Montgomery County, Bucks County, and Center County. Now, this race has already been called for McCormick, and Bob Casey is trailing by 18,000 votes. But they're not giving up. They are not giving up. This is wild to me, and I wonder, you know, when it comes to those in the higher ups, right, you know, whether it's Mitch McConnell, why aren't they talking about this? I want to discuss this when I get back. I want to see if you want to weigh in. But when you heard President Trump talk about voter ID, this is a time to pass it. And I hope that Republicans do not sit on their hands. If you want to weigh in on that, it's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. He's refusing to concede. It's time to get voter ID passed. And when it comes to the Supreme Court, they're saying don't do it. Why the heck would they do it?
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about Pennsylvania. Yes, I know many of you that live in Pennsylvania that listen to the show. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. We have a lot of truck drivers that listen to the show that are from Pennsylvania as well. I know you guys are probably like, all right, put a bow on this. Wrap this up already, right? Wrap it up. Now, before the break, I said that Senator Bob Casey is down about 18,000 votes. And you've got people in four different counties, Philadelphia, Montgomery, Bucks County, and Center. They're saying they're going to count some of these illegal ballots. And you basically have somebody at the Bucks County Commissioner's office that said on camera in front of a microphone that she knows that it's illegal and she's going to do it anyway. Now, hopefully she's removed. Hopefully that entire commission is removed. I doubt it'll happen, but we'll see. Now, 18,000 votes for us here in Maryland, that's a significant amount of votes, right? That's like, oh, wow, 18,000 votes. If he's trying to find 18,000, there's no way. But in Pennsylvania, just so you know, where the numbers stood, gosh, which day was this? November 16th, you had 3,395,282 votes for Dave McCormick. And then Bob Casey had 3,377,000 with 797,000. Yeah, so it's extremely close. And 18,000 votes could make a big difference. But still at the same time, how do you find 18,000 votes? Now, Dave McCormick has been taking lots of pictures on Capitol Hill. He even has one picture on his X feed that just says new office. It's him standing out his front door on the hill. You know, because he's trying to go through orientation. They're saying, oh, you know, your race still hasn't been called. But I guess, again, Mitch McConnell, where are you? Where are you? You know, wrap this up. Wrap it up. Even on the 15th, you had the decision desk headquarters that confirmed that Bob Casey had no path to re-election. But there were more people that were predicting the race was too close to call. But the decision desk called it. And even Bill Maher was weighing in on it over the weekend. He says one side accepts election losses and one side doesn't. He said Bob Casey is doing exactly what you are saying that, you know, everybody else does in the Republican Party, which the Bucks County commissioners are saying that we need fake ones. We need to get all these ones that are unregistered. And Bill Maher saying, look, we've gone through this. Democrats complained about it when Republicans did it. And here they are doing the same thing. And it really is just Senator Bob Casey. Now, of course, the Pennsylvania Democrat Party, they're hoping something will happen, too. But, you know, his refusing to depart, I mean, is he not the election denier? I mean, he is. He's an election denier at this point. And this is not the peaceful transition of power that we're supposed to see either. Because apparently Senator Bob Casey is refusing to actually depart the Senate. Like, he's actually refusing to move his things out of the office. Because he believes that he still won. And now there's all these opinion pieces and so many pieces coming out that say Democrats thumb their nose at the rule of law in Pennsylvania. You know, for 12 days now, Bob Casey has been screaming at the top of his lungs that he's actually won this thing. I got Sean in Eastern Shore. Sean, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. So my comment is, last week I heard it was 30,000 votes behind. Later, now he's 18,000 votes behind. So you ask how he can do it. Well, it appears just keep counting and he'll win.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. It's crazy, but you're right. So now the number is a lot closer. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. It is. They're finding votes, and that's why they have this woman on camera saying, look, she's saying that they're counting illegal ballots at this point. There's no doubt about it. They've admitted it, and that's what they're doing. And that's how he's 18,000 out. So we'll see if anybody steps in with some integrity on the left to wrap this up. But we'll see about that. Coming up next, I do want to talk about what's happening in Israel. Also, my friend Chris Palumbi in Maryland's District 5, he made an interesting observation over the weekend about former Democrats. And I think, you know, we need to talk about this. Also, more celebrities are leaving X for a new platform called Blue Sky. Yes, Blue Sky is basically X, but for those in the Democrat Party, those that wear the blue. So they can just yell and shout at each other about absolutely nothing. But we'll talk about all that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. New troubling details emerge about President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. The subject of sexual assault allegations going back to 2017, allegations that Hegseth denies. President-elect Trump has tapped free speech advocate Brendan Carr to serve as chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Carr currently serves as an FCC commissioner. There's been an E. coli outbreak. It sickened dozens of people. They ate bagged organic carrots. Now, a recall of those carrots. The largest U.S. budget carrier, Spirit Airlines, filing for bankruptcy protection. It lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 16 points, the NASDAQ ahead 165, and the S&P trading 30 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
John Harbaugh and offensive coordinator Todd Monken taking a lot of criticism on the two-point conversion call that failed and ultimately was the difference in yesterday's game against the Steelers. Despite 12 penalties, 3 turnovers, and 2 missed field goals, there were the Ravens with a shot to tie it up.
Jackson keeping it. Jackson fake. Jackson tosses. Incomplete.
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. It was well defensed by the Steelers and then tersely defended by John Harbaugh in the postgame.
It was a play that we have. I don't think I need to describe all the details of the play, but it was not an RPO. No.
The call left the Ravens with an 18-16 loss to Pittsburgh, the Steelers' 8th win over Baltimore in the last 9 games, all by 1 score or less. Elsewhere in the NFL.
Fakes left, now taken off. Gonna run for it. He got it. And there he goes. Inside the 10, the 5.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Not sure it was the play of the year, but Josh Allen's 26-yard touchdown run did end the Chiefs' perfect season, 30-21. And in Los Angeles.
J.K. Dobbins runs left. Dobbins takes off. Dobbins inside the 10. Dobbins to the end zone. In for the touchdown.
Mike Tirico had it on NBC. You remember Dobbins? Well, that was the game winner, 34-27 over the Bengals. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, and Jim Harbaugh host the Ravens a week from tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Backdoor cold front, that's going to help cool things off a little bit. A mild day today. A mix of sun and clouds. No rain, 68 the high today. Tomorrow, still dry, sunny, and 61. Wednesday, that's when the cold front brings us some showers. 64 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy other select major appliances. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details while supplies last.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow from New Nordic. Stop feeling embarrassed about your thinning hair and start feeling your best with Hair Grow.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. Okay, we were talking about Pennsylvania. You guys still, you got a mess on your hands there. We'll see what happens. Michael Whatley, he is the chairman of the RNC. I just wanted to let you know that he has been in Pennsylvania this entire time trying to get this wrapped up. He did put out a couple comments on X. He noted that the leadership, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, has been clear. Only legal votes can be counted. The GOP will fight Bob Casey's attack on democracy until Dave McCormick is formally seated in the Senate. Protect the vote. Again, that's Michael Whatley, who's the chairman. You've got Laura Trump. She's the co-chair, but Michael Whatley is the chairman. And apparently he has not left Pennsylvania since all this started unfolding. Laura Trump also has been tweeting, or I guess posting, about Bucks County and how she is prepared for the RNC to sue Bucks County and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court for this blatant violation. So, just so you know, the party does have Dave McCormick's back, and they're trying to get this handled, but it looks like they're going to need, I mean, look, come on, even Chuck Schumer, you know this is wrong. You're going to fight this hard over one seat, and here's what I'll say. This one seat still isn't going to give Democrats the majority. So why allow this to continue, Chuck Schumer, if it doesn't even give you the majority? It's not a win for you. And if they continue to allow this, again, after they said that the Republicans are an attack on democracy, well, look at you. I did want to mention what's going on in Israel. Three were arrested after flares fired at the prime minister's home. Here's the good thing about President Trump being elected. And if you notice, people have been pointing out there are a lot of pro-Israel people that he has been putting on the cabinet. Pete Hegseth, one of them. Real quick, I'm reading this off of Newsmax. It says Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight and into Sunday killed 12 people, according to the Palestinian medical officials. Police in Israel, meanwhile, arrested three suspects after flares were fired at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's private residence in the coastal city of Caesarea. Is that right? I know I'm probably saying that so wrong. The developments are the latest as the Israel-Hamas war grinds on with no end in sight. Israel is also at war with Hezbollah, a militant group in Lebanon, where its ground troops have advanced farther to the north. And even though it says there's no end in sight, like I said before, as soon as President Trump was elected, there was a statement from Hamas leaders saying that they want to start talking. And they want to start talking about a way to bring this to an end. And I think, again, that's why you had the prime minister that was so supportive of President Trump's race. It's like, look, you know, we want to end this as well. And this is why we were talking about Senator Mark Rubio last week, how he was, you know, being ambushed by pro-Palestinian supporters. And the pro-Palestinian supporter, the protester, was like, oh, aren't you sad about those that are being killed in Gaza? And he's like, of course. Well, blame Hamas. That's why I want to put this to an end. You know, again, it makes no common sense, no logical sense for anybody that says they're pro-Palestinian, and yet they seem to be just fine with Hamas continuing. They don't seem to care about the American hostages that they still have. If you want this to end, you should be supporting Trump. If you want this to come to an end, you should be supporting the Prime Minister of Israel. If you truly cared about the civilians on the ground. But that's not what this is about. And they're not going to be upfront with this, with what, you know, they really want. A lot of these people hate the Jewish population. That's what this is about. And so we'll continue to watch. But as I said there, yes, that was the prime minister's private home where three were arrested. And if Hamas continues to watch as they are, I'm pretty sure they know that President Trump coming in means that this will most likely come to an end, and especially since now they chose Pete Hegseth. And maybe that's what led to those flares on the home. But I, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we could say that about a lot of different things. You know, what's going on in Ukraine, say that about what's going on there as well. But at least we know that there is going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, which is what I love about the fact that President Trump was elected. All right, more celebrities are leaving X, formerly known as Twitter, for a platform called Blue Sky. I give it 180 days tops. That's what I give it. You see a lot of different platforms that, you know, come out and about. You know, you had Threads that was kind of coordinating with Instagram because it was part of Meta. And people said, oh, when Elon Musk first purchased X, they didn't want to be on X. So you had people leaving. Then they came right back. They came right back because, look, at the end of the day, the people that say that they're leaving X or leaving these, number one, and I love when people say this is not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. I love when people say that. But number two, if you're going to depart, if you're really upset with it, just go. Gabrielle Union, actress, she was on Bring It On and all these other things. Gabrielle Union, she had this huge, lengthy note on X over the weekend talking about how she was leaving the platform. And there was one comment under it said, look, I'm not reading all of this. Either I'm sorry to hear it or I'm happy for you. Have a great day. But I give it 180 days. And people, they're trying to make this, you know, news story out of it and try to get a headline out of it. But this is how ridiculous you are. You're an actress who's supposed to be, in your mind, you're an A-list actress. Do you really need to make headlines by saying that you're leaving X? Zendaya wouldn't do such a thing. Some of these other actresses wouldn't do such a thing. And I guarantee you they don't agree with Elon Musk or President Trump or Republicans. But it's like you got to make headlines by saying that you're departing X. If I were you, I would take a good look in the mirror and think about my career at that point. And that's where I fit on that one. It's like, that's what you have to say to get in any kind of news story, any kind of headlines, because you're not getting booked for any movies or anything else like that. Well, then, you know what? I feel sorry for you. I feel really bad for you. All right, I wanted to talk about my friend Chris Palumbi. And Chris Palumbi, if you remember the name, he ran in Maryland's 5th Congressional District. And Chris Palumbi is, he ran, you know what, he's actually run twice. And then this last time around, Michelle Talkington, she is the one that ran for the seat. And Chris Palumbi, I can say this because he's my friend, but Chris Palumbi said, you know, I'm not going to go this round. Michelle's going to take it on. And, you know, Chris, you know, just like myself, it's like, you know, it's hard because sometimes when you have, you know, your spouse is not really into politics and then they're trying to take care of the family, but they're also trying to be very supportive of what you're doing and trying to understand why it takes so much of your time and so much of your day. Because when you run for office, you're not home. You're not home. It's from morning to night. You're not home at all. And it is tough. It's hard on the family. It's hard on just, you know, whatever happens at your house daily. And so, you know, he said, look, I'm just going to take a step back here and then reevaluate going forward. Now, Chris Palumbi, he's always at CPAC. He's always at, you know, some of the things around the country. He's made many friends with those that are in office and are currently running for office. But yesterday, he was posting on Instagram, and I happened to come past it, and he had this post. I'm going to read it to you here. It says, all former Democrats, all standing up against the corrupt establishment, the political realignment over the past 4 years is unlike anything we've seen in modern history. Now, he's saying all former Democrats because there's a picture with this. And in the picture, you've got Elon Musk, who we know was a Democrat, admittedly. You got Tulsi Gabbard. Obviously, a Democrat, served as a Democrat. President Trump, who has talked about how he was a Democrat not too long ago. And then in the picture, you've got RFK Jr., who I believe most likely probably is registered as a Democrat, right? Or did he register independent? He might have switched to independent. But he's absolutely correct in that. And this is what I mentioned earlier. If you go back to anything that JFK said or anything Martin Luther King Jr. said or even RFK, when you go back and look at some of the things that they said, you know, in the 60s, it is the same thing that we Republicans are talking about today. And this is how far we moved. But, you know, on the flip side of that, there are many conservatives that don't like the new Republican Party or the MAGA because they see it as liberal, which honestly, they're correct in that. Now, I support MAGA. I am MAGA, right? I guess that word, Make America Great Again, I guess we got to say we're MAGA. I'm a MAGA extremist. But do I know that I'm not as conservative as many Republicans? Absolutely. Absolutely, I know that. And there are a lot of Republicans that will tell me to my face, which I appreciate that. They will tell me, Kim, I'm not supporting you in this run. I'm not supporting you in the primary because you're not conservative enough. And I get that. The issue, I think, in Maryland, running as a Republican, if you think you're going to get an extremely conservative Republican in office, you're lying to yourself and others. Not going to happen. But at the same time, I can understand where they tell me that I'm not conservative enough. I get it. I absolutely get it. But this is where we are right now. And I do wonder how this is going to shape the Democrat Party moving forward. Because now you have a lot of Democrats saying, oh, we need to realign the messaging. We need to do this. We need to do that. Interesting enough, I would say even very liberal Democrats that I know, even my own family members, they're not happy with the Democrat Party either. And if you're looking at what Chris Palumbi pointed out, yeah, all of these Democrats now today that is with that are with President Trump, they will say the left has left us. So where do you go from here? They can't go more progressive. That's obvious. Even Councilman Zeke Cohen, who recently won the city council president seat from Nick Mosby, he'll be sworn in January. I would talk about him on the show all the time because his progressive policies and the things that he said, I mean, it was so frustrating. He was on the defund the police movement. And then what's also crazy about it is when you post some of his older posts to show him, like, look, you literally said this on Facebook, he gets mad at you. It's your words. I screenshotted it from your Facebook. He talked about how defunding the police was the only way to go, and that people, and especially kids, were scared of police officers. He was the one that said that the SROs, the school resource officers, should not be armed during school hours. We've had Doc Cheatham call in plenty of times on that one. That was Councilman Zeke Cohen that said, oh, it should absolutely not happen. And the biggest one, that's why I don't even know how he won this election. The biggest one, and I will never forget this until the day I die, and I even posted it after the fact. Zeke Cohen had a problem with Foxtrot going over some of the city pools and at night flashing their light down on the city pools where kids have broken in. They jumped the fence and they would get in the pools. There were no lifeguards, no nothing. So Foxtrot would get on their little speaker, right, and say, hey, get out of the pool, da 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 da. So he asked, why are you doing that with Foxtrot? That's so racist, right? That's what he would say. And Foxtrot simply said, the commissioner said, look, we don't have enough officers on patrol. I can't send cars out to tell these kids to get out of the pool. We're responding to non-fatal shootings and carjackings and everything else. And so he said, so I don't have people to send. So I told Foxtrot, if they're in the air and they see kids breaking and entering at the pools, tell them to get out of the pools. Well, Zeke Cohen claimed that it was racist because many of the kids breaking into the pools were black. So what happened after that? Do you recall? Well, if you don't recall, I'll tell you, because it really upsets me. After that, not even a week later, where he had this big old press conference saying, oh, Foxtrot shouldn't say this, Foxtrot shouldn't say that, da, da, da. A week later, a 15-year-old boy broke into a city pool. They pulled Foxtrot out of the air and told them to not go over the pools and tell these kids to get out. What happened to that 15-year-old? He drowned. He drowned and died. And literally, quite literally, the next day, I was on air. And I said, no, no, no. This is on Zeke Cohen, the police chief. They said, we've got to get these Foxtrots out there. We got to get these kids out of the school, out of the pools. They're too dangerous. He said it was racist. That kid died. And no one else called Zeke Cohen out on it. And now he's going to be the city council president. To the day I die, I'm not going to forget about that. It was not even 7 days later. And do you think that he had a press conference to say anything about it? No. Do you think he went and apologized to the families? No. You could go on his social media after the fact. He said nothing about it. He said nothing about the incident. He then said nothing about the tragic ending to the incident. He said nothing. And so I called him out on it. He was really upset on X. It was Twitter at the time. But I said, sir, this is on you, and you know it's on you. And yes, do the parents hold responsibility for their kids breaking in pools? Absolutely. Do the kids hold responsibility for breaking and entering? Absolutely. But that was you grandstanding, saying that Foxtrot getting these kids out of the pools, in your mind, was racist. It was a racist tactic. And now there's a little black boy that's dead. I will never forget that. And so when he won the city council president seat, just so you know, and you guys can disagree with me all you want, I actually donated to Shannon Sneed for the city council president seat this last election cycle. I spoke to Shannon Sneed at church, P.M. Smith's church, there in Baltimore City, because I was going back and forth there. You need to get back over there, by the way. P.M. Smith, how are you, sir? How are you? But I spoke to Shannon Sneed one of those mornings there, and I said, you know, I am going to donate to your campaign because I think, honestly, Councilman Zeke Cohen should not be the city council president, and I noted because of that incident. And she said, yeah, we're going to work hard, and da-da-da-da. She was supposed to come on the show. You guys probably don't remember this, but she was supposed to come on this show. I said I wanted to ask her about some of her progressive philosophies and things that she said in the past, and then her manager ended up canceling the interview. And I said, so what, I can't ask her about some of the things she said that are very progressive? And he said, well, you know, we're just running out of time. Da, 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 da. Well, she didn't win, and Zeke Cohen won. And I wish she would have came on the show. And it wasn't like I was going to grill her. I donated to her, for God's sakes. It wasn't like I'm going to grill her, but I had to ask her about how she felt about defunding the police and other things that she had said in the past. I didn't think that was too much to ask. But Chris Palumbi is right. Well, you've got this extreme progressive wing of the Democrat Party, and then you're looking at moderate Democrats today. It is very, I'm sure it is very difficult for them to say, I can remain in this party. And as we opened the show today, we were talking about senior citizens being attacked by carjacking juveniles. What are the elderly going to decide? When are you going to make this decision yourselves? It's okay to leave the Democrat Party. Elon Musk, many other people have shown you it is quite all right. I think, you know, it's time for a reckoning. It really is. All right, we come back. I'm going to wrap this up. There was an election judge in Minnesota facing felony charges. I'll tell you why.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com, PlanBaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Shop early, save big all month long during the Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Because Lowe's knows deals. Out of 11-7 through 11-20, selection varies by location. Cost supplies last.
The Rob Carson Show.
What do you learn more from, defeats or victories? Well, of course it's defeats. You need to learn why you lost, what you were tone deaf to, because right now you're not getting it. And as far as I'm concerned, don't get it, because you are going to fail forever. Go with America being sexist and racist. That's why they didn't vote for Kamala. And go for the inflation is high because of greedy grocery. Go with that, and you will never be in power again.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We had so much that we talked about today on today's show. Don't forget, you can download the WCBM app and download that to your phone. It is free. And that way, no matter where you are, whether you're getting out of your car, getting in your car, whether you're at your desk at work, you can always tune in to Kim Klasick Live. And you can tweet, or I say always tweet, you can text me through that app, and it'll come live here in studio, and I can read your text messages. I got a text here that says, you mean Zeke? I work for the Open Society, Cohen. Funny how he runs against Nick Mosby and then targets Nick's wife. Yes, I still believe that was a purely political prosecution. Yeah, I mean, look, there was a lot going on there with Marilyn Mosby. I guess I have no sympathy because the numbers under her term was unbelievable, right? She's like, oh, we're not going to prosecute low-level crimes. What's low-level crimes? Drug dealing outside your front door? I'm sorry, what? How is it a low-level? What? Yeah, so I understand where you're coming from, but I don't feel bad whatsoever. And now here she is on house arrest, and she can't even stay in the house. I mean, she's like, just getting in trouble. The probation officer doesn't know where she is. Yeah, I don't feel bad at all. But yes, when you say Open Society here with Zeke Cohen, correct. He was all about George Soros, all about George Soros' money, and all about Open Society. Now, who else? I just want to put this little nugget out there. Who else was featured at some of these Open Society events? Just so you know. Governor Wes Moore. And you know what? I should go back and find the audio I have from it. He was at one Open Society event. I posted it on my Instagram a little over a year ago. But people, you know, they kept telling me I was wrong about Governor Wes Moore and his ties to George Soros. I'm like, no, I'm not wrong. Governor Moore was a Republican. He was even on the College Republican Club at a school. He's in the yearbook as such. And he joined Condoleezza Rice. He was at the Bush Institute. I mean, he was all about the Republican Party. And then he goes to Robin Hood Foundation, somehow reinvents himself. You know, he's got the book going around. He's hanging out with Oprah Winfrey. And somehow, some way, he ends up meeting George Soros. And that's where he went, the progressive side of the Democrat Party. So I want to put that out there. Also, before the break, I mentioned the election judge in Minnesota facing felony charges. Guess what he's facing charges for? Accepting unregistered votes. What they're doing in Pennsylvania. So Minnesota is actually charging individuals with counting illegal ballots. So hopefully they'll do the same in Pennsylvania. And it sounds like I said, the RNC is on top of it. So we'll see what happens there. Also, Alex Jones, I know we talked about him a little bit last week. Just so you know, he's now got a federal case where he's saying they illegally took his studio from him. And he believes that he has his day in court coming and that it was a fraudulent sale. The Onion didn't really purchase it and they came in and they shouldn't have been allowed to and all this other stuff. So Alex Jones is still fighting all of that. You know, I've never met Alex Jones. I don't know much about him. I know about InfoWars, but, you know, it seems like there's been a lot going on surrounding him. And yes, you know, the Sandy Hook comments he made were no good. But there's also obviously another element to this where he's being targeted by the feds, just from what I can see. All right, coming up tomorrow, we are going to talk about COVID. I don't know if you guys heard, but there are some people talking about whether or not COVID was made in a lab and where that lab was located. Was it located in China? Was it located in the United States? We're going to get into that tomorrow, and I'm sure there's going to be more Trump appointments as well. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll speak to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...